Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta noon with Michelle and Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience isn't surprised by the initial results of the Arizona audit. Put up their no trespassing signs to keep away the Nazi non-vaccine door-to-door patrol and are ready to fight back against Mask Fest 2.0 of the never-ending political propaganda pandemic. FYI, there never was a pandemic, and there are no variants. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month. Time to take action to make your life better, your business better, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 235, Mindset Event, The Best Hair, Breathing Exercises, Your Ultimate Life, Motivation, Illegal Alien Network of Sleeper Cells. That's a big one. Wait till you hear that. Going Back to God Summit and special guest Christy Hutcherson of Women Fighting for America and Dr. Mike Spalding of the Go Therefore Conference delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Preston Weeks. Upgrade Your Mindset, Virtual Event, Motivation, Methodology. I've destroyed that one. Methodology, Health and Happiness. Lynn Power, premium hair care brand, giving you the ultimate in hydration, texture, and shine. I use it. It works. And Manish Goal, understand the effects of positivity, breathing exercises, and trust in the universe. Virginia Prodan, victory coach, showing you how to live a life of significance. Eli Marcus, motivational speaker and professional mentor coach, how to master and perfect your life, and our two special guests sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox. At 1 p.m., Christy Hutcherson, founder of Women Fighting for America. We're talking the border crisis, human trafficking, and the new illegal alien sleeper cell network being funded by your tax dollars. It's federal, so it's all your money. At 1:30, Dr. Mike Spalding, he's a pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, in Ohio, and host of the live and virtual Go Therefore Conference, which is bringing people back to God. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, Facts, Truth, Take Action, Items, Resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. And, of course, the link to the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, initial results of the Arizona audit. 168,000 ballots can't be accounted for. Over 11,000 voters were added to the voter rolls after the election. And on March 11th, someone, and I put quotes around someone, logged into the Dominion machines 37,000 times in one day. God, that guy was busy. Which erased all login history prior to that date. P.S. Mayor of Corruption County said that they didn't have the passwords and only Dominion did. 74,243 mail-in ballots have no clear record of them ever being requested or sent out. They were never sent out, everybody. Right?
Things that make you go
Number two this weekend, Los Angeles County, leading Los Angeles County, is requiring masks to be worn indoors regardless of your non-vaccine status. Keep in mind, they have more people than 42 of the states combined. Here we go again. We the people of California, it's time to fight back. And just like Nancy Reagan, just say no. It's July 16th, day 487, a 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. Day 487 of 15 days to slow the spread. Here comes Pat Du, everybody.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask and don't start wearing them again. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It will kill you. Don't believe me? Go check out the Bears Report. Perhaps tune in to Dr. Sheriff Tenpenny. She'll tell you the truth. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action. Stand up to this Nazi regime by joining our partners' groups. They're listed on the Take Action tab. Get involved today. Fight for your freedoms because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. Stop acting like we the sheep will take back your country and reopen America 100%.
You're traveling to another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Yes, we're all living in the Twilight Zone. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic's on episode 235, Mindset Event, The Best Hair, Breathing Exercises, Your Ultimate Life, Motivation, Illegal Alien Network of Sleeper Cells, Going Back to God Summit, and special guest Christy Hutcherson of Women Fighting for America and Dr. Mike Spaulding of the Go Therefore Conference.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Mr. Preston Weeks. He's the co-founder of Formula EQ, personal transformational power mixed with scientific information to create the most impactful impactful life training ever designed. Shh. Let me get your clapping before you make fun of me. And audience, give a big round of applause. He's got a big summit coming up. He's going to change your mindset. He's going to change your life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, that was a tongue twister today. You know, but you know, what I'm here to do is make an impact in people. And what my mission is to make people feel empowered, build the foundation of people, build the strength of people, because people are confused. People, you know, are putting their reliance on other places and not themselves. And people don't realize how amazing they are. But yeah, you're right. I've got an incredible event coming up that I want to tell everyone about. And we're going to be doing something that's never been done before in an event. And so I want to talk
before
more about
you give the plug.
Yeah.
Before you do the event, yeah. I want to give you a testimonial of proof of what this man, everyone, what he tells you to do or encourages you to do works. So telling Preston that I was going on Let's Talk America, which is the Alan Key show, and I was a little nervous because I'm a radio girl. I'm not this, I don't do video, but I have no choice. So I went on the show on Wednesday, and he gave me some words of advice what to do before I went on the show, and it worked. And then I went back on the show today, did another appearance, and I'm going to be on once a week for everybody. Everybody, I'm going to be on the Alan Key show, which is on imtv.com.
If I had the pause button, I'd hit it right now.
What?
If I had the pause button, I'd hit it right now.
Oh, you mean like this?
That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah. There you go. Okay, keep going. Keep going.
So, so I went on this morning. I did really well, and I did his little technique. It was like, you know, a couple minutes beforehand. I did what he told me to say, and I made a huge difference. And I will, for any of those who want to tune in, I will be on every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Pacific time until he kicks me off the show. So we'll see how long I last. Preston's stuff works, guys. It works. Tell them what you told me, and then tell them about the event. I just wanted people to say, well, how do I know? How do I know this guy knows what he's talking about? How do I know that all these people that he's going to have on know? Well, it works.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, to give myself a little bit of credibility, I work with a lot of real cool people, real amazing people. I run back end operations for people like Mark Victor Hansen, who's number one author in the world, Chicken Soup for the Soul book, other things like that. And I've been able to work with all these millionaires and billionaires to build these operations, but I'm also a coach. And I've developed a company called Formula EQ, and we're changing people's lives. I work with people directly, and I work with people in the community, and we support the power of people. And I can literally, I mean, I've got a client, he's the CEO of another company, he's had anxiety his whole life. Literally, he's been on prescription medication and all these things. Since our coaching, he's been with me for about 2 months now. He's 100% off his prescriptions. He used to not be able to go to the doctor without having like literally anxiety attack. Sometimes he couldn't even go. And he went to the doctor's office, had no problems, showed up completely clear. And his doctor had known him since he was 10 years old. And he said, what happened? What is different? Because usually he comes in and his blood pressure is like, it's like 160 over, so I'm not a medical person, but it's very high, you know, and it drops down, and he came in because they immediately checked his blood pressure at the beginning, and it dropped, you know, and the doctor's like, what's happening? You know, what's different? This has never happened before. And he said, well, you know, it's what this guy's been teaching me this stuff, and it's worked, and that's what got me in the door here in your facility today. But that's too, you know, what you're saying, you know, what I was talking with you, a quick bit for people is like creating your intentions and taking that moment before you go into a place to show up as that person that you want to be and as that person that you want to deliver. So I like to do it in all these different spaces in my life. But, you know, if you're going up to talk at an event, imagine yourself being that speaker. Imagine yourself, put it in your mind, have yourself visualize yourself as that amazing person that's up there and speaking to the world and enlightening people and changing their lives. And if you do that before you do it, it will help you and it'll train you to go in and do it. And I do it everything. I do it when I go in to be it with my kids at night, you know, as a dad. And I go, okay, I'm going to show up as a dad that listens, as a dad that, you know, pays attention, as a dad that loves, you know, and so I'm a better dad because of it. Or, you know, you can do this in all these little places in your life. But, so that's a tip. That's a tip for everyone out there. Go use it, deploy it, and it hopefully will help and change you. But what will really, really help and change you are these 20 people that I put together, even smarter and greater and done much more than I have in my life. But I put an event together to change the world. My goal is to make the world work for 100% of humanity. And together, you know, we need to do things a little bit differently than we're doing right now. But I put these people together. I specially curated every person in this to be able to support people, to be able to help in your business, to be able to help in your personal life, to be able to help to whatever it is people need to do to get to the next level right now, today, and tomorrow in the next 5 years. So I've got people like Mark Victor Hansen who's coming to teach about writing books and publishing and how to tell your story. I've got people like Jeff Hoffman. Jeff started Priceline. He's one of the originators of, you know, Priceline, Booking.com, UBid.com. He's got the Global Entrepreneurial Network. He's got a Grammy. His partner's Pitbull. Like, the guy's just the most incredible, you know, guy in the world. And he's going to come and, you know, teach us about all these amazing things to look for in the future, to what to be aware of. I've got Paul Allen. Paul Allen's the founder of Ancestry.com, and he has a new company called Soar.com, which is an AI technology, and it's the future of video. And this is what I was talking about. This is the the thing that's never been done before. So the event's free. Everyone can come for free. I'm really trying to help people come. You know, it'll uplift your life. You can register at formulaeq.com. But, you know, go and come to this event. It will help you. But the thing that's never been done before with this entire event, you go to an event, and you get inspired by these incredibly amazing people, right? And so you hear all these people, and then, like, it kind of sticks with you, and then you walk away from the event, and then it kind of gets foggy, and then you're like, well, what did Mark say? What did Dr. John DeMartini say? What did Meredith Walker from XPRIZE say? And what are all these incredible people, what did they talk about? Well, we made a solution for that in partnership with SOAR, where we're putting the whole entire conference into the SOAR AI platform, where it's actually searchable video transcription indexed. So what that basically means is everyone who buys that upgrade, it's like $39 because we've got to cover the cost on it to make it work. And we're offering that to people, and they can have it in an app and go back through the transcription and search it. So, like, for example, if you hear Mark Victor Hansen, you go, what did Mark say about publishing? You can actually go back, type in the app, you know, publishing, and it'll pull up every single person in their transcription and highlight it and show where, you know, they talked about publishing. Then you can click on it, and it will drop you right back into the experience, right back into their talk. You can listen to the audio in your car. You can listen to it in video, and you can re-experience the event. But you can actually, this is the first time, you know, where you can hear it and go through it and see it and get every single piece of the value of the entire event. Because that's my purpose, is I want to make a difference. You know, I do things to make a difference. I do things that work to make a lasting difference. So, like, I came up with this idea in my dreams, and I called Paul one morning. You know, he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And they sponsored the thing, and we made it happen. And, but, you know, my whole idea to put this conference together is just to help people. So I want to uplift humanity. That's my mission. That's my goal. It's free. I'm just doing it to help people. The people that are coming are super incredible. I don't even have a justice of the time to talk about how amazing they are. But you can go and you can look at formulaeq.com and you can see who's talking and you can register for free. And it's just going to be a super fun event. You can talk to people. We'll be answering questions, you know, live from the audience. It's all live, you know, for everyone that comes. And
hey, give the date and the website.
It's just going to be rocking. So it's July 22nd and 23rd. And so we're starting at our time here at 6 a.m. Pacific. So it's 9 a.m. Eastern time. It's a global thing. And we're running, you know, all the way into the afternoon. And so, you know, we're going to have, and it's 2 days, so 22nd, 23rd of July. So we're starting next Thursday and Friday.
We got to bump, wrap
today,
it up.
You know, but, yeah.
Website.
Okay, all right. And at formulaeq.com, formulaeq, emotional quotient. It's the intellectual intelligence and the emotional intelligence. That's my company. Go get your ticket there. Everything's on there. You can find it, formulaeq.com. Preston's Links also has the links to it.
I'm going
to
get
so
the hook.
If you want to go there.
Feel like a girl. You won't stop talking. You're like a girl.
All right. I'll shut my mouth and let you take it away. I love you. I appreciate you. You're amazing.
Oh,
thank
God,
you.
So
bye.
Funny. All right. Thank you, Preston. Too funny. Yeah, it's an incredible event. And guess where you can find it, everybody, in case you don't remember the website. You can go to our virtual events page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. They are all listed there, the virtual event. Pretty picture, all the people. We are over. Thanks to my girlfriend, Preston Weeks, who loves to chat. But he's a good man, and he actually, his advice and his techniques work. So I encourage you to tune in to the free event next week. We'll be mentioning it so you won't forget. And, of course, you're going to check out every virtual event that we do find about, especially our partners, on the virtual event page, Take Action tab on our website. It is 12:19. Show is way over today. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen today, but I'm going to try to keep it back on track. So let's bring on our next guest. I'm not going to do anything in the between because there is no in between. We lost that opportunity. All right, next up is Miss Lynn Power. She's the co-founder of Masami, a premium hair care brand designed for the ultimate in botanical hydration, texture, and shine. I've been using it, and it works. Audience, big round of applause. She made my hair look pretty. Lynn, how are you?
Hi there. I'm great. How are you doing? Although it's pouring outside, so if you hear thunder, that is just what it is. It's just what it is.
You are in New York City? You're in New York?
I'm in the Berkshires, so just north of New York. So, yeah.
Like Dorinda. Yeah, you are just like Dorinda down the street.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Real Housewives. You don't watch Real Housewives of New York?
Oh, God, no.
It's my weakness. I can't not watch The Real Housewives. So that is it is what it is. You know, what are you going
to
do?
I don't need another obsession to get hooked on. I have too many things going on already. Let's talk about your hair. I'm so glad you've been using the products.
Yeah, I have. And first of all, I just want to let everyone know that I love the smell of it. And so I'm not a fruity kind of person, and I don't like that. You know, I said I'm already too sweet. I don't need anything sweeter in my life because I'm already too sweet, and it's not like that. Yeah, I love the smell. And I've been going on shows where I have to get ready, hair and makeup, you know, I have to look pretty. And I can tell you, because we discussed this last time, I was having major hair issues, which, you know, that was the reason why I never started doing the video, because all of a sudden it was thinning. And I'm like, this is bad. Like, I'm not going to go on camera. Not the case anymore. My hair is so full, and it's humid today, so it was a little frizzy because there's nothing you can do about humidity, especially in Arizona.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Overall, I would tell you that you would never know that I had a hair issue before, and it's full. Like, I'm not saying it's like when I was young, because, you know, that was 25 years ago. But I'm telling you, it looks great. So thank you for sending me that, and I'll let you tell everybody about the product, because it's good stuff, peeps. Good stuff. It works.
Well, I'm so glad you like it. It is meant to be good for you and good for the environment. So, and high performing, of course, because, you know, we need to have our good stuff, right? And I have found, you know, at the end of the day, if something doesn't work well, no matter how clean or good it is, people don't want it. So our product was formulated to be super high performing. It's salon quality. And our secret sauce, which I will share with you, is our Japanese ocean botanical called Makabu, which we get from Northeast Japan. And it basically acts like a sponge to bring hydration to your hair, but it does it in a way that's weightless. And that's the brilliance. So you don't have hair that's weighed down, because I think we talked about this last time. My hair, unlike yours, is very thin and colored. And
oh, no, mine's thin. Yeah, that's the problem.
Mine's thin.
Not now.
And it breaks easy. But yes, the key is when your hair is well hydrated, you're not going to have the breakage. And if you color your hair like I do, you need it, because your cuticle just gets opened and shut and fried, and you need something to protect. And that's the deal. So a lot of our customers are a little bit older, because they really see the benefit right away. Although, obviously, if you have great hair to start with, you're going to also find that it maintains and you'll never have a bad hair day. And another interesting fun fact about us is that we're gender neutral, so we have a lot of men. And I think it's because you mentioned the scent earlier, because our scent is not floral or overpowering or too feminine. It's kind of a fresh, clean scent. We have a lot of guys who love it. And a lot of guys who, like, this is the first time they've actually used really good hair care, and they've kind of tried to upgrade their hair care routine. And some of it is due to COVID, because, like, my husband's a great example. He let his hair grow really long, and then he shaved it all off, and then he let it grow again. And he realized he just can't use those, like, 5-in-1, 10-in-1 products that stain your bathtub because they have fake color and whatnot in them. You have to actually use a product that's going to, help your hair be manageable and shiny and healthy when it is a little out of control, because you haven't really gone to the stylist in a while. That would be my husband. So,
so he's like a mountain man, a mountain man with a can of spray paint. You're like, what are you doing? You know, I like own a hair care company, right, dude?
I know, right?
You know that that's what I do.
It is kind of like that. Well, his current style, I call the Ragnar, because it's like from Vikings, where it's sort of a faux hawk, like the sides were shaved and the top was sort of going. But it was good when we first did it, and now it's getting a little, to your point, mountain man.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have to, I keep saying to him, you got to go to a pro. You got to go to a real stylist who's going to, like, clean that stuff up for you.
Yeah, because you're tired of looking at it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. There's only so much spouse can take.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, that's it. So, but at least his hair is soft and healthy and manageable. So there you go.
Right. Yeah.
And hydrated because of Masami. So he actually tells me all the time, like, he's like, my hair's so soft. And I'm like, yeah, but it's long. But yes, it's so soft.
Right, so you're not pretty right now, so go do something about that. That's what you really mean.
Exactly.
Clean yourself up, buddy. Real quick, because I got about 2 minutes or so. Do you have any specials that people can use for, like, at least give it a trial? Because, you know, hair care products, and everybody's always afraid to put some money into yet another product and then try it and then be disappointed and then be like, God, I spent a lot of money on that. And yet again, I've been lied to. they got me again, guys. You know, you get exhausted and then you just go, well, like, what's on sale for $5.99? Can I get that? That's fine. That'll work. But there is a huge difference, because I have to admit, I've been using the really cheap stuff. Because, you know, I'm like, I don't leave the house that much. I'm
good enough, right?
I'm on video, but
okay.
It makes it, I'm telling you, I'm going to send you the video of when I get it from the show that I did on Wednesday, and I'll send it to you so you can see, because the difference, I mean, you don't need, I'm not into before pictures, because what's the point? You know, it's like before and after. I'm exercising now and I lost weight. Do you really want to see the fat picture? I didn't like looking at it live. I don't think you need to see what it looked like. Just like the hair. Trust me, it wasn't good. you don't need to see it. Just appreciate the after. And in your own mind, you can go ahead and envision how bad the before was. So there's any specials they can at least try? Is there a trial pack or something that they can get a little teaser like I did, and then experience it and go, okay, I'm all in now.
Okay, so I just set up a code for your listeners. It's called, the code is everything15, all one word, everything15, and you'll get 15% off anything on Masami. So, we have trial sizes. So if you're hesitant to go all in, try the trial sizes. Most of our customers really see the difference after just 1 use. So check it out. Our website is lovemasami.com. The code again, everything15, just for Michelle.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm going to encourage more people to at least give it a try. Try the samples, because I did, and like she said, you know, yes, she owns the company. Okay, everybody. She created this amazing product. Of course, she's going to say great things. But I tried it, and I am a testimony, because it did work, and it worked the first time. And I've been using it, and I can tell you that I haven't seen anyone that has seen me before. When I do see them, they're probably going to go, oh my God, what did you do? how did you get hair back, lady? You know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, my partner had worked on the formulations for 10 years, and I became the co-founder after I tried his formulations, and I was convinced. I'm like the guy that bought the razor company. I don't remember his name. But anyway, so I am the founder, but I'm also a consumer.
But I'm also a client. I believe that was a commercial.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
the founder,
exactly.
When but I'm
like,
also a
I
client.
So much, I bought the company. I'm like, that's me. Yes, but it's true. It's like you have to really feel really good about what you're making. And otherwise, I'd be embarrassed. I wouldn't want to be telling people to buy something that I didn't feel good about.
Yeah, you loved it so much. You bought into the company. Atta girl. Atta girl. Now, that's the American dream, if I can say
so
myself. Give the website one more time, the promo code, and then we got a bump.
Okay, lovemasami.com. That's lovemasami.com. And the promo code is everything15. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Make sure you book for next month, because then we can even tell people that now I'm like a chia pet. Like, whoa, look at her hair.
Oh, my God, amazing. Thank you for trying it. Appreciate it. And I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you next month.
Bye.
Oh, yes. it does work, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not just saying that because she was on the show. I'm going to only tell you the truth, only telling you the truth. And again, I try a lot of the stuff that they send me or they tell me about, or even some of their programs, because I want to make sure before I tell you to do it and maybe invest some dinero, I want to make sure it does work. So we're at 12:30. We're a little over, and I'm waiting for my next guest to come into the queue. So let me just thank all the listeners who've been tuning in, especially our live listeners over on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. June, over 800,000 listeners just on the live portion. And of course, thank you to everyone who's been listening on demand afterwards. Because if you can't catch us at 12 p.m. Pacific time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can always catch it on demand. And we also join, I think, about 5 different distribution channels for the podcast player. So, and we're waiting for a few more to give us approvals. So I think we're now on like 22. So you can find us anywhere. And of course, we're always on the shows are always listed on the website. The links to all of these podcast players are listed on the homepage of the website. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com right there on the top of the homepage. You'll see the links for, or the graphics rather, for all the podcast players. So make sure you subscribe, or you can always catch the episodes directly on the website and the most recent website or the most recent, wow, a little tongue tied today. Yeah. You thought my warm up for an hour on the Let's Talk America with Alan Key show would have got me ready. Maybe like a one hit wonder. So anyway, the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of your phone or the bottom of every page. If you're on the desktop on the website, in the little right hand corner, it'll say subscribe to the newsletter. So you could do that. We'll get around that censorship. You know, they love to censor me. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And then other breaking news section about the additional censorship that they are rolling out. I just don't want you to know what's going on, peeps. And then, of course, try to follow us on social media. We want you to join the community and the links to do that. There's a big graphic that says links. Click on that. That'll get you all the links. And we're going to be transitioning. Yes, transitioning. Transitioning in a good way. Transitioning to other media platforms because Facebook's just not our friend. LinkedIn, we're going to still do that. But we're going to try some of these others like a Getter and Clout Hub. My channel was approved and we're going to be going live on Clout Hub. And also on Gab. I think we're going to do Gab too. So we're working on it. It just takes time. It's not 5 minutes. But I encourage you all to start transitioning in a positive way to these other platforms so that you won't get censored. And, you know, that's where we're headed, peeps. That's where we're headed. All right, 1232. Oh, there I see him. Hamanis Gul is in the queue. So let's bring him on, peeps. Let's bring him on. My next guest is Hamanis Gul. He's helping people use spirituality, breathing techniques, and belief in the connectivity of the universe to achieve success. And full disclosure, I have in front of me, when I look up on the ceiling of my office here in the studio, it says Law of Attraction. Yes. So I am a firm believer. Audience, big round of applause. Hamanis, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I was waiting for you to come in the queue, and then all of a sudden I saw your number pop up. So we're gonna jam on this session. So what I was thinking is I wanted you to talk about some of these breathing exercises so we can get people kind of grounded during the day. I have a feeling, based on what's going on out in the world with our political propaganda pandemic, you're going to see a lot more people with fear. You're going to see a lot more people with anxiety. All doctored up and manufactured, but how are we going to help them with maybe some breathing exercises to get them kind of grounded, you know, back to normal where we need to be?
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of breathing exercises, the best way to get them on the foot is having them think in the present state of mind. So like doing things that have them in a state where they can think what's happening currently, because a lot of the times we'll have work attention that we're thinking about that's already happened or things that we have to do. And so it doesn't have us keep us in the state of mind. So like one of them is called the Ujjayi breath, which a lot of my clients call the Darth Vader voice, which you can. So it's kind of like you're sucking your breath inside your throat so that you can release all the energy in there and then let it all out with the breath. So I can try to see if I can do a quick demo on the phone, but I don't know if you might hear it. So
you're breathing through your nose and then you're breathing out through your mouth?
So yeah, I breathe. So I went breathing in and letting it all out in my throat. So kind of just like sucking it in, and then after that, letting it out in the from the mouth. That way, I'm letting all that energy out. So that's one of the techniques. And I also have had some folks where they'll put their both of their thumbs on their ears and like connect it with the nose and the eyes, so that way they can feel all the senses, because, you know, as humans, everything is connected. You know, when you see things on like, even like in like the entertainment world where you see people walking on trees, that was a possibility. You have to keep an alignment, because we have chakras from top to bottom. What you do, whether it's touching your head or connecting it with like just closing a form of air, you can feel certain places of your body, or just, you know, heal yourself. So I've had folks where they'll do breathing techniques outside in the nature, and they'll be like, I've had individuals who have had knee pain for very long periods of time, and just with the breath, they've healed it. So, you know, you just have to be in the focused mindset. Like, one of the breathing techniques that I've told folks, if they have trouble focusing, is think of a lotus traveling from the top of your head all the way down to your back and just planting it in the ground.
But what do you mean by lotus? Tell them what a lotus is for people who don't know what a lotus is.
So a lotus is kind of like a special. Is it
a bug? Is it a flower? Is it what? What is it? A rope? What is a lotus?
So a lotus is a flower, kind of like a water lily, and it's usually you see on slow moving rivers and delta areas, pretty much. That's where.
Can you pick any flower, or does it have to be a lotus?
You can pick, well, any lotus you want. A lot of the times the lotuses are pink colored, so it becomes, you want to think it can be any color, but it has to be in some sort of a water lily.
Okay, so some water-based flower, and then you want to picture that going from your top of your head all the way down your back as you are breathing in and out. Is that about right?
Yes. Yep.
Did I lose you? Okay. All right. I'm sorry to cut you short, Himanshu, but I got to get back on track here because we're headed towards the end of the shows, and I've got the guests coming at 1 o'clock. So give your website information that people can learn more about these techniques and some of the other connectivity to the universe.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can, a lot of my folks, either they connect with me on LinkedIn. That's one of the main sources, but you can find me on Reddit, Instagram and Facebook, through my 3G photos and videos personal photography page. But I am in the development of creating my own website. That's
okay.
Taking some time.
So you just want them to contact
you
on LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to work on some of my breathing techniques today and implement that in my routine. So thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
No problem. It was a pleasure talking.
Yes, definitely. It's all about the breathing, people. It's all about breathing. That was similar to what the advice that I was telling you about that I got from Preston before I went on these shows with video. So it does work. It does work. You just need to get the technique down that works for you and start using that. So it's 12:38. So real quick before I bring on my next guest, I did have breaking news. I'm going to try to figure out when I'm going to stick this all in there. But real quick, I want to remind you about our marketplace. That is where we have multiple partners with products and services, well-known websites and brands that you know there's actually 57 of them. So when you go to there, instead of going directly to their websites, if you purchase any products or services, the 2% to 20% of your total purchase will be donated to our nonprofit partners who are supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So that way you can actually have money generated to a nonprofit, not out of your own pocket, and you're still buying the same products and services that you normally buy, but you're just going to a different place. But you get directed to their website. So it's basically like a pass-through. And you're never going to pay more for those products and services. If you went directly to their website, you usually get a discount when you go through our page. So what I want you to do is go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, and go check out all of the different brands, the products, the services, and start going there first. It's not like the old school days where, you know, the kid would show up and sell you wrapping paper and calendars, and you're like, oh, I don't need any wrapping papers. I don't need any calendars, but I still want to help out. This way you can help out and still buy the same things that you would normally buy anyway. So you get what you want, and 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners. How awesome is that? Community-powered philanthropy. And a big shout-out to Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. We do have a promo code, H-O-M-E. That's H-O-M-E. He's listed on the website, and you can also go directly to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and he donates 20%. To our nonprofit partners, and you get up to 66% off. Got a lot of buy one, get one specials, and yeah, so many different products. I've got the Giza sheets, most comfortable sheets I've ever used, and I've bought some very expensive ones in the past. I'm not just saying that. I wanted to try this stuff. Remember I told you I try this stuff before I promote it, and I've got the MyPillow, and I've got the towels, which are very light here in the 140-degree heat of Arizona, but they are very absorbent, and there's 110 different products. They even have doggy beds. As low as like $19.99 or something crazy like that. So if your dog, you know, you need a new doggy bed, go over there. 20% of that purchase goes to nonprofit organizations. Oh, to help animals. Yeah, right. So you're kind of like helping your dog, helping save yourself some money and helping other animals at the same time. So how great is that? So please go check it out. Please tell your friends, your family, your contacts. If we can get some money, donate it directly to these nonprofits, that would be awesome. Helping the community. Remember, we're all about getting involved and making a difference, especially in our communities. So yeah, that is what I want to tell you about. Oh, and there's Patriotic Products. Since this is Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month, don't forget we have an entire Patriotic Gear and Flags and More page, which you can get anything that you can possibly imagine. Steve Stern was on the show last week, and we talked about his company, the Flag Shirt Company. He's on there too. They donate 2% of all the purchases, and you can get literally anything. Shirts, socks, hats, you name it. They have an incredible selection. There's also three other companies on there that are selling different patriotic gear, products, flags, signs, banners, you name it. There's everything is covered. So please go check that out and load up on some patriotic gear since it is Patriotism Month. Oh my goodness, it's 12:42. So you get me all riled up, get me excited, get me all passionate about things that I care about when I'm trying to help the peeps, trying to help the community, and I get sidetracked. Next thing you know, the clock is a ticking. All right, let's bring it back around. We're going to get this show back on track. My next guest is Virginia Pradhan. She's an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and victory coach, showing you how to live a life of significance. Audience, I need to live a life of significance. Virginia Pradhan, how are you today, my dear?
I am doing fine. Thank you for having me again on your show. You are doing so much for America, for people, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate your patience while I went a little over, but that's what happens. I get excited about some of the stuff that we're working on that we're trying to do and help and share, and we just need to get more people involved. And, you know, we can make a huge difference, but what you're kind of focusing on is, you know, it's kind of like the theory of the airplane masks. Back when masks were just, you know, the masks that gave you oxygen as opposed to these ridiculous face diapers that actually hurt your health. So when they, air flight attendants, I was going to say stewardesses, can't say that anymore. So flight attendants, they would always say, make sure you put the mask on yourself before you put it on the person next to you, the child. Because if you are not taking care of yourself and you are not at your best you, it's almost impossible to help anybody else. So it's all about being the ultimate you. Don't you agree?
That is so true. If we want to change America, and we need to redo what the last month of this administration is doing, destroying America, we need to take control of our own lives. We need to realize that there is a power in each one of us, that our attitude is in fact our altitude, and it's up to us to make us strong and courageous. And many people say, we want to go back to last before coronavirus. I would say, no, we want to go even better to a better life, to realize that we have stronger power in our lives and in our voices, that we learn and we know that the power to change lives starts with us, like you say, taking care of ourselves. And when we take and we have a better life, our business will have a better life, our families will have, our neighborhood, and finally America will become greater again. We have a huge responsibility. And I believe the first step that each one of us, and I train people in this, and if people want to be trained more, I will say go to virginiapradhanabooks.com/contact and tell us what you need, and we will help you. But the first step that you have to do is to take account of your life, because you recognize or not, our lives has changed with all the things that we are encountering right now around us in America, because those are strange things. American people never experience that. It's easier for me to say it because I live under socialist and communist, and I fought against, and I'm alive, and I believe the reason I'm here is to train American people that we can be courageous, we can be victorious, and we can confront that fear, and we can act in our lives and take care of ourselves, take care of our business, our neighborhood, and America. The power is in us. It's not about, you know, fear and anxiety that is around us, but we have to look inside of us and to realize the power that is in us. It's just the isolation. The isolation makes us think that we are just, who am I? I'm just one person and so forth. No. Mm-mm. Try to do your part and associate with others that will continue to do their part, and you will have a community. I have a podcast. They just opened 2 months ago. I never thought that I'm going to have a podcast, Courageous Leadership with Virginia Pradhan. Go and listen there if you want. If you want to be involved, we can invite you. Go to Virginia Pradhan Books .com and see so many things that will encourage you. Don't just watch the television who puts you down, who creates fear and anxiety in your mind and in your life, because they are doing on purpose to make you think that you lost everything, that there is no power in you.
Yeah, this is what I think of mainstream media and most of the media outlets.
Yes,
the horrible people. Turn it off. You can't listen to that. And if you want to actually get the truth about what's going on in the planet, then you need to go over to our Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Patriotic Media. That's where you're going to get the truth. And I'm going to add you, Virginia, once you send me the link in the graphic for your podcast to our Must Listen To page. So between the Must Listen To page that has podcasts, TV shows, talk radio shows, and live streams from all of our partners that have their shows, in addition to other people that are coming on or other great shows, then that's where you need to do. You go to those two pages, and literally you don't need to ever turn on the radio, or you don't need to turn on the television. You don't need to even ever do that again and get brainwashed, and listen to the propaganda that is coming in telling you that you suck and that you're bad and the world is bad and America is racist, which is a lie. And then you know, critical race theory. Remember what we had mentioned before? I don't know if you were on the episode, Virginia, but critical race theory.
Yes.
You know, there's only one critical race. That's the human race. It's not a theory. It's a fact, and a discussion that's what should be taught in schools. So Virginia, you're going to send me the information for the podcast so I can list you. You're going to invite me on the podcast. I'm going to wait while you invite me right now.
Yes, I will. Yes. And I want your listener to realize your ultimate life is in your own hands. It's not in the hands of government or media or circumstances. That's how our founding father established this country. And we have to take control and be part of rebuilding America. And you have a voice. You are important. You are creative for a time like this. So that's encouraging. So, again, if you go to virginiaprodanbooks.com, you'll find more about. I will send you, Michelle, the link to Courageous Leadership with Virginia Prodan, my podcast. And I will see you soon on my podcast. Yes.
That would be awesome. Thank you, my dear. Always appreciate the uplifting, motivational, inspirational messages. And I want people to contact you. And then, of course, we're going to have everybody start listening to your show. So you have a fabulous weekend. And I look forward to talking to you next month, my dear.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. You are welcome. And thank you for being such a great partner. I appreciate the support. I appreciate it so much. So, yes, we are behind 12:50. I'm going to bring it back around. But before, you know, think about what she said. Think about what she said. The, you know, the fear, the isolation. Okay, that's all bull. Yeah, you're not doing that anymore because, you know, we're, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we're hitting to mask 2.0 here, Southern California. You're going to have Los Angeles County. Go ahead and you have to wear a mask inside. Don't, right? Don't. You're not going to fall for it for a second time. You're not going to do it. And when people push back and people say, hell no, A, it's against the law, everybody. But again, you know, the past 18 months, no one's been following the law. No one's been following the Constitution. Well, not this go around. We're not going to let it happen because I think y'all know too much. Because I'm just going to read you something real quick, and then we're going to bring on Eli. So the vaccines, masks, and PCR tests are considered experimental use protocol under the Emergency Use Authorization Act and cannot be mandated. Cannot be mandated. Masks can't be designated for viral containment purposes. There you go. For those of you who still think masks work, they've scientifically proven that they do not work. It says it on the box. Okay, they're also made with very toxic material that is known to cause cancer. You're breathing that in. Remember, when you wear a mask, it's like the same thing as eating your own poop in your diaper. That's what it equates to. And according to Dr. Zeb Zelenko, okay, he's like the number one expert doctor when it comes to everything COVID. And even Dr. Simone Gold over at American Frontline Doctors. The mask block microns that are 0.40 or larger. COVID is 0.10, goes right through it. So don't do it. Don't do it. I didn't think I was going to have to keep talking about masks until I heard about Los Angeles County. So time to stand up, we the people, for your own health and your own rights. We're not letting this happen again. So you know what happens after that. They're going to try to shut this stuff down. Oh, hell no. Nope. All right, let's bring on Mr. Eli Marcus. He's a motivational speaker, professional mentor, coach, and host of the Motivation Show. He's going to show you how to master and perfect your life with top experts, motivators, book authors, and celebrities. Audience, big round of applause. It's a very motivational show today, so we do like that. Where's my audience? What, are you guys sleeping? Just because it's Friday doesn't mean you get to sleep. Eli, how are you?
Michelle, destiny is calling. Let's get ready to rock.
I love it. I love it. That is right there. That just shows that you are Mr. Motivation. So what are we gonna do today to get people motivated halfway through the year? You know, if you turn on what's going on, we're headed back to where we kind of were. They love that control, and we're not letting it happen, so we need to stay motivated.
What we need to do, Michelle, is people need to start doing things now. People need to be disturbed by their own inaction. People need to stop thinking and start doing. We need to get going because it's in the work. It's not in the thinking. We need to get out there. Once we have that thought in our mind, we need to start putting it in action because it starts to increase the endorphins in our body, and that gets us excited. That gets us crazy. That starts the process of the law of attraction. An opportunity does not always knock twice. So when we see an opportunity, we need to get going. When I talk to people, they say, can I tell you tomorrow? Somebody just got off the phone with me. When can I tell you? Tell me now. Let's get going. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. Like Yoda says, do or do not. There is no try. Now.
So I was talking to the guest that's coming up at 1:30, Mike Spaulding, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and we were obviously talking about the, you know, what's transpiring now. And every day it's just something unexciting and new. And a quote that he mentioned, and I just want you to comment on this because I know this is part of motivation. He said, fear will attract the information and data that will allow it to continue. So can you just reassure or just kind of remind the audience that fear in general is made up, it's in your own head, it literally doesn't even exist. So maybe that is something that they can realize will motivate them, that they can get rid of it immediately.
You know, Michelle, people fear the things that are important to them. That's what they fear. And they fear the idea of success. What is that going to mean? How much effort am I going to have to put in? Wouldn't it be a lot easier if I just kicked back and read a book? They fear loss. They fear failure. So they don't even try. And the idea is you have to change your thought of fear and what it really means. You have to dance with fear. That's the answer. Dance with it. Accept it. Susan Jeffers wrote the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You're not necessarily eliminating the fear, but you can feel it and you can dance with it and you can do it anyway. So it doesn't matter if your heart's fluttering, if your palms get sweaty, if you think the worst is going to happen, because the fortune, the bold is really where it's at, being bold. That's where the fortune is. And so we know that the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. We've heard it a million times, but we still give in to the fear. Why do we give in to the fear? We have to question that. We have to think about that. We have to realize that we just simply need to put one foot in front of the other. Tony Robbins does it. He puts you on hot coals that you never thought you can do. So what you need to do is have small victories all the time that train your brain to realize that whatever you're fearing is not going to be the end of you. It's not going to stop you. You can do it. You just need to put one foot in front of the other and dare yourself and realize that even if you fail, you're far better off than not to have tried at all, because the only thing that most of us regret at the end of our life is the things that we didn't do, not the things that we failed at.
So real quick, can you just give them something that they can do or say or think about when that fear does jump in, so it could just spin them right around and almost just like say, demons be gone. get out of here. And I need to go back to what I know real quick.
What I would advise people is you cannot rob the world of the gift of you. You were put on this earth to do something magical, to make a difference, to create a destiny. You have a calling. And by sitting back and not taking action, you are robbing the world of the gift of you. Action will end your suffering, because right now most people are suffering in not being able to achieve and do the things that they dream of. And you need to make incremental movements, not monumental movements, because most people are overwhelmed in the thought they have to be monumental and the thought they have to be perfect. It's not about perfection. It is about progression. One small step at a time. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind.
Well said, my friend. Plug your show and give the website real quick. I'm running behind, and of course, that's what happens
the
on Fridays.
The Motivation Show, and we want you as a guest on the show, and I want to be on your website. And I want people to email me and take action right now, themotivationshow@gmail.com. I am putting together the world's best self-help mastermind book club. And if you want to get ahead in life, you have to take action and you have to look into things. I will answer every email, themotivationshow motivationshow@gmail.com and Google The Motivation Show. That is my podcast. I interview some of the world's smartest and most successful people.
Awesome. Yeah, send me the link. Send me the graphic. I'll pop you on there. I'm adding a really cool thing that I'm going to talk about here right after, and I'll talk to you about getting you on there too. So thank you, Eli. Marcus, and you have a fabulous weekend, my friend. Great advice today.
Stay blessed, Michelle.
Yeah, you too. All right, I'm a little behind, and then we're going to bring in our next guest, so I need to get this in there because it's important. It brings together some of the topics we shared today on the show. We're going to do a little business segment because it's important. Oh, before I do that, real quick, there's a bunch of live events and virtual events coming up. I'm not going to have time to go through them all right now, but they are next week and the week afterwards. So just go to, and these are local in Arizona or nationwide. So then just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click that Take Action tab. Everything is on that Take Action tab. And then I want you to go to the either live events or virtual events, live events or virtual events. And we'll share more about that later in the show when we have Dr. Mike Spaulding on talking about his Go There For conference. But real quick, since we are talking biz, this is important. Importante, people. Well, you guys. It would be nice if the people running the boards would pay attention. Oh, that's me. Slide shows, guys. You know, sometimes you click a button that doesn't necessarily work. All right, so I just want to let you know real quick that I'm putting together an incredible small business resources page. We're actually relaunching it, and we're going to have really exclusive information on there and special guests and partners that we've had on our platform, kind of the superstar, the all-stars. And it's going to have so much information where it's going to be easily found so that you can either go to their websites, you can listen to that podcast, or you can get some discounts on their programs, things like that. So it's going to be really cool. And I'm just giving you a heads up, but the most important business tip for today is you need to start a podcast. Okay. It doesn't have to be a show where you have all these different guests. It could just be you talking. There's so many different platforms that you could use. If you want to see all the platforms that they're available, just go to the homepage of our website, right? Because I'm pretty much almost on every single one of them. Just go there and you'll see the names. Okay. Then click on that. You'll go to our page on there. So, you know, our actual podcast on those different platforms. And then you can just kind of figure out which one you want to start with. Really? Podbean. Okay. It is so user-friendly. It's ridiculous. I don't use it because I use it, the Blog Talk Radio platform, so the guests can call in using a phone to make it convenient for them to get them on the show. That way nobody has to do hair and makeup, remember? And we don't do video. So start there. Literally, you can do it from your phone. But just getting your message out and using it as another platform. And then, of course, because now I'm starting this video thing, right? I'm going on these shows. It was on the Let's Talk America with Alan Key show on imtv.com, and that was on Wednesday. I was on today before this show, and then I'm going to be on every Tuesday starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So video, here's my advice. Okay, now you got the great hair because you got the products from Masami, right, over at Lynn Power over there. So your hair looks great. But the lighting, once we played with the lighting, oh my God, I looked better than I do in person on the video. So don't worry about how you're going to look. You're going to look better because the camera makes you look better. We didn't have to adjust the lenses or anything. So yes, I mean, you couldn't see a wrinkle. So don't take that off. Remember, we like to remove barriers from entry. Just take that off the table. There is none. Yeah, you look great. And depending on what angle you are, you can probably knock off like 10 pounds. So don't do that. You need to focus on doing both. And it's something simple. Remember, Taylor Wellman's one of our partners over at Financial Potion. She does a Friday video. We're going to have that. It's a free Friday video about all kinds of video tips on how to obviously get the content out and what to do. And that's just one of the examples of what's going to be on the new business small business resource platform. So before we get into the next guest, I am a minute and a half, 2 minutes over, and I know that she's patiently waiting, but I'm just going to tell you real quick, I'm going to listen to, you're going to let tongue tied all day today. See, I got all tied. It was today's show. My best came out the first hour. So the rest of the show, just a little tongue tied. So anyway, take a listen to our promos for a purpose. It's a little commercial, just a little commercial, then my little testimonial about our program, which is an Everything Done For You product in order to get your brand out there, in order to recreate your brand. So it's the least amount of money you're ever going to spend, and it's the biggest bang for your buck because it's ongoing, doesn't end. It's not like a one-time shop. It's not like a one-time pop, not a one-hit wonder. Literally, you're part of the community. It is ongoing promotion. I got to raise these prices. It's crazy. Anyway, take a listen, and then we are going to jump over to Christy Hutcherson. She's going to blow your mind today.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, it's 106. We are 6 minutes over, so let's do this. It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment, messages that matter from people you need to know about, heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots, offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests. First up is Ms. Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder of Women Fighting for America. They're assisting women from all walks of life to push back on the daily attacks on our freedom and defend our American values. It's not even daily anymore. It's like hourly. She's been a freedom fighter for human trafficking, which she calls the sex trade industry. And she's not exaggerating, people. Just wait to her story today. Christy's just back from Michigan, and today she's going to break the story about the new illegal alien sleeper cell network that's being funded by your tax dollars. A big round of applause for this human race protecting patriot. Everybody. Christy Hutcherson, thank you so much for joining us again. How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. I'm a little tongue-tied. You know, I think it's, it's a Friday. I guess my brain thinks it's got a break. It doesn't take a break, so I'm not quite sure. But you've been a busy little bee, my friend.
I'll tell you, I have been busy, but with this administration in office, I don't think any of us patriots tongue-tied. We're going to be tongue-tied for a while.
Oh, you know, it's never a dull moment. No sooner, because for the month of, for the next couple of weeks, I'm taking off from live shows on Wednesday. That's my vacation to myself, which in a normal human being would be like, Michelle, that's not a vacation. But it gives me, you know, a bunch of hours during the day to get other things done. And I'm thinking, okay, I can get finally, you know, a little caught up. And no sooner do I do that, it's like, boom, one thing after the next. I'm like, I'm spending more time paying attention and looking at things rather than doing the stuff I am, because every time you turn around, they're throwing something new at you. And you're like, this is insane. I mean, now you're going to go ahead and take my text that I send out and change them so that when they hit the person, it says, go get a vaccine, when you knew that I would never tell you to go do that. I mean, this is insane. It's literally crazy. It's Twilight Zone. That's what I played in the beginning of the show, Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I'll tell you. What is going on in multi-different areas? They're just hitting us in every single direction. But, you know, for the listeners out there who do not understand what's at play and what's at stake here, this is a communist global movement. Let's make no mistake. The Democratic Party and all of them are no longer the Democratic Party of the Kennedys. This is a takeover of our nation. And every single one of these are pieces of a puzzle, I like to say. So they're fitting in these little pieces. And when they get it all together, they're going to have the sovereignty of the United States. But I'm here to tell you, not on my watch, not on a lot of Patriots' watches that I know. And it's time for us to take off the kit and gloves and get down to work, get down to business, and take back this nation.
So I agree with you. The only positive thing about them doing it that now is that Trump won, so this is actually 4 years behind schedule. Okay, so the positive part of that is that everybody got a chance to really get reminded of what prosperity was, what it was to be a real American, what it was to have patriotism, what it was to love this country, what it was to see no wars, nobody fighting, no bombing. So you got to really see what this country was all about, because you haven't seen that since probably Reagan, because it certainly wasn't the Bushes, it certainly wasn't the Clintons, and it definitely wasn't the Obamas, because they're all in cahoots with one another. If you don't believe me, oh, I don't know, there's lots of things you can read, because they tell you in books, they tell you in papers, they tell you in videos, all the, you know, the, you can call it the Great Reset, you can call it the Globalist, you can call it the Cabal, it doesn't matter, pick a name. But anyway, we got a chance to get a taste of what this country, just a smidgen of the potential of what it's supposed to be. So now that they're throwing the kitchen sink at us, I would hope that there's more Americans now, more than ever, that are ready. Oh, of course, then 18 months of this political propaganda pandemic, which none of that stuff was actually a fraction of what was really happening. So now I think we're ready to really fight back and do something, because it's coming at us literally like a nuclear bomb, Christine.
It is, and I'm gonna let your audience know. We're gonna connect the pieces with the Bushes and the Obamas with what I've discovered about the border crisis. So, as you guys know, I've spent an extensive amount of time. It's now been over 30 days plus days that I've actually spent at the border, and not just taking photo ops. I was in the trenches. I've talked to everybody from the sheriff to the BA, to the DHS, to Border Patrol, to the cartels, to federales, to the illegals flooding and getting on planes. I've actually stopped and talked to them, because you know you can identify them in the airports now. Not only that, Michelle, they're now utilizing our military. The United States Air Force is putting illegals on our military planes and flying them and putting them into different parts and pockets of our country. And this should scare every single red-blooded American. So in Alma, Michigan, I'm going to give you an example of what they're doing. And this Alma, Michigan is just the poster child, so to speak. They're looking at now rural areas where those areas, those pockets of, you've got, you know, your middle America, the constitutionalist, where you're holding those grounds. And they're putting in these, what I like to now call sleeper cells, okay? And placing these illegals, whether it's illegal young males, whether it's illegal families, fill in the blank, across the nation, and putting them into homes here. And they're utilizing your taxpayers' dollars to do so. They're doing it with Bethany Charities, Catholic Charities, Methodist Charities. Those are the three I'm going to call out, because those are the three that I've followed the money and followed what they're doing. So in Alma, Michigan, Bethany Charities, along with the Masons, the Masonic home, the Warwick home there, and I was interested because I got to see kind of like this timeline of how this event took place. So the Masons owned a nursing home facility in Alma, Michigan. And in December, at the end of December, they decided to start sending out letters to displace the residents, the nursing home, the elderly that lived in these facilities, right? They started sending out letters to say, hey, listen, we're going to be closing you down in March. You have till March to vacate the premises. Then at the end of January, they supposedly, quote unquote, started into talks with Bethany Christian Charities to utilize that facility. Well, think about the timeline. Biden took office, so they already knew after the election that they were going to open up these borders and that they were going to do this, connect the dots. So Bethany Charities is signing a contract with the Masons to take over this facility, pay the Masons a little over $31,000 a month for a three-year contract, which equals over $1 million+. Bethany Charities is now taking, that's by the way, tax-funded dollars. Bethany Charities has won, just last year alone, over $42 million in these type of contracts from the U.S. government to illegally house and help illegals coming across, what they like to call them, migrants or asylum seekers, which we all know is false. So now they're trying to rezone this facility in Alma, Michigan, so they can bring in young male adults, the ages of 12 to 17, in this particular facility and try to reunite them with their family, or if they can't find their family, then get them into foster care. So what does that mean for communities? Well, I want you to take a look at, and this is where the Bushes and the Obamas come in together. If you look at what Bush and Obama did under in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the Somalians, right? The migration of the Somalians, and they did it under the same premise that these were asylum seekers. So what did it do to Minneapolis, Minnesota? It has brought severe poverty, welfare state, which in my opinion is another form of modern day slavery. They have infiltrated our school systems, dumbed that down. They have taken over communities. They've ruined small businesses. They have brought in anti-hate America speech. Now they bred out of that settlement, so to speak, the settlement, sleeper cell, they have bred anti-American candidates, and now we have Omar and Tlaib in office. So if you look at the overall arching plan and you get this big lens out, this vision of why it's not just about the vote with all of these. By the way, last month alone, 1 million infiltrated into our nation, 1 million illegals from 160 different countries, by the way, 160 different countries, not just the South Americans and the Mexicans that they like to show you. 160 different countries have flooded our borders, over 1 million last month. We are projecting an invasion of over 5 million illegals into our nation by December. That is staggering. And they're utilizing our communities, our resources, our military, and bringing them into your communities to take over.
Yeah, it's quite disturbing. You know, it sparked my interest when you mentioned to me that you're going to Michigan and the rezoning and the nursing homes, is because since you were on the show, you were on episode 216, and that was at the end of, I think it was the end of May. Let me look. Yeah, you were at the end of May. Well, we had hotels here that they were using. They were bringing in the illegal aliens. Yes, people, illegal aliens. They were bringing them in, and they were putting them in. There was two hotels that we knew of at that time. But they were, one's in Ahwatukee, one was in another part of Phoenix. And they bring them in, they keep them there for 72 hours, they give them $1,400, and they give them a game console to keep them busy. Then they turn around, ship them out. They don't go to the regular TSA. They don't do any of that kind of stuff. So they'll take them to the airport, and then they take them and send them other parts of the country.
Yep.
Originally, it was primarily the East Coast. And then all of a sudden, some brain surgeon decided to put a hotel in Scottsdale. And all of a sudden, people started to pay attention because, you know, that's, you know, quote unquote, what everyone thinks is a more wealthier area. And boom, everybody started talking about it. You got the Gateway pundits' attention on, you know, all of a sudden it's on the TV. So everyone's like, what the heck? We found that there's four. And there's probably more of these hotels. But there's four that we know of, and the contracts from Endeavors, which is another one of these sham NGO nonprofit pass through money laundering operations. Their contract was for $625 million, and they're out of Texas. So it makes you think, why do you need an organization out of Texas to come here to Arizona? Right? Who's connected to who? Who's buddy? Who's whatever? And of course, this is also happening in Texas. So when you had said that they were taking it to the next level and they were more focusing on the 12 to 17 year old males, that makes me just, you know, that kind of makes you just go, And then the fact that they're saying rezoning, because that was one of the issues that people were pushing back, saying, you can't house these people here in a hotel because it's not zoned for that. Well, somebody must have said, good idea. All right, well, let's just rezone. And then from a commercial standpoint, meaning commercial real estate, hotel is not something that you want to use because there's too much money in a hotel being converted into condos or multifamily. You want to use something else like a low-hanging fruit, so that the new model is the nursing home because you can get rid of the old people, right? Especially if it was a state-run kind of facility where they don't make a lot of money, it costs them money. Kind of just move them out, rezone, and then boom. Now you have more of these turnkey centers where they're bringing them in, sprinkle a little military so it's quote-unquote on the down low, and now you've got, all right, I'm going to say it. You've got an army of angry troops that are told what to do. Don't think it's going to be for good. Don't think these kids are going to go get jobs. I don't think there's going to be a reunification, which, you know, that's none of that's all true. And foster child, what makes that make you think what? That just makes me think pedophilia, sex trafficking, and human sex slavery. So what do you think of all that, Christy?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the interesting things, this particular facility in Alma, you, typically a lot of people don't know about human trafficking, which I've really gotten a really quick education on this, is typically when they're looking at these facilities, they're typically near something that you can be under the cover trafficked. Well, there's a casino within 20 minutes of this facility, a casino. Mm. So they utilize a lot of those casinos to traffic children. And not only the human trafficking toll of this, and my perspective would be the younger kids, but my concern also is when you've got children, usually, typically around the nine-year-old age, let's just say, you know, take out the 160 countries. Let's just say that these kids are coming up from Guatemala, Mexico, et cetera. So by the age of nine, typically, the drug cartel have already gotten a hold of these children and started already indoctrinating them to the drug cartel way of life. That's the reason why you see the tattoos on these children, the wristbands, and all of those things. So these children, number one, don't speak our language most of the time, 99% of the time. They are not well-educated. They are beholden to the drug cartel. That's the only way of life they know. So when they do get released or they age out of these facilities at 17 years old, if they didn't already get trafficked, now that's the reason why I'm telling you, if you look at Minneapolis and you look at these, what they did, they're going to go out into the community. They're going to seek gangs, MS-13, which is nothing but an arm of the cartel in Mexico. They're controlling arm within the United States. They're going to be turning to crime, drugs, rape, all of these things that they've already known and they've seen. This is what's coming, but not coming. It's here. Forget the coming. It is here right now. So there is a lot of reasons why we need to push back against this. You know, Bethany Christian Charities wanted to pull on everybody's heartstrings. This is the Christian thing to do. Well, let me tell you what the Christian thing to do is. If your first goal is to reunite these kids with their families, who most of them either sold these children, by the way, or gave them up freely, okay? But if the goal is to reunite them, then we already have a system in place with DHS and the Border Patrol and ICE. So within 48 to 72 hours, an illegal child comes across the border. They're caught, not including the getaways. We can now contact the consulate of the country that they came from, work with them, work with the churches and the local hospitals to locate the family members back in these prospective countries. And then within 48 to 72 hours, we have planes. They're called ICE operation planes that we've already paid for by the taxpayer dollars that we would put these children on. And an ICE agent and somebody from the official from the government would fly these children back to their prospective homes, drop them off. And this takes away the burden of the taxpayer to have to house them, clothe them, give them medical and all of these things. That's the way our laws are supposed to work. But this administration does not believe that they have to uphold the Constitution of the land or any law of the land for that matter, because it doesn't fit their narrative and their agenda.
Yeah, I want to just have everybody just put their common sense caps on for a second here while Christy and I just kind of deliver some common sense to you. So I just want you to absorb this. I don't want you to think, oh, this is the right thing to do. I saw the pictures of the lady and the baby at the border. Okay, what parent in their right mind would say, you know what, my child will be better off going with you strangers who they already know their cartel, right? And on this quote-unquote journey, which they're not walking 2,000 miles, people, because they all have white shirts on, they all have makeup on, they all have bedazzled phones, they all have white sneakers, whiter sneakers than you and I, and whiter shirts than you and I who have washing machines. So, and they have pretty earrings, and everybody looks like freshly clothed, right? So they're not walking. They're being shuttled, okay? So take that right out. So take all that out, what you see on the television. What parent in their right mind says, you know what, this is a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and send my children off. So no children are coming here unaccompanied just because they decided that they wanted some freedom, okay? So all of that whole narrative of these people just showing up, and then all of a sudden that they're supposed to just, you know, they're wanting, the kids are wanting, or the parents are wanting for the kids for a better life, knowing that these, especially the girls, are being raped all along the way, and they're rape trees. You've seen them, Christy. You've told me you've seen them. You've got video of them.
Yep.
And they are getting, raped multiple times. That's why they hand them birth control pills. So, because they know that that's what's going to happen by the time they get here. So no parent in their right mind would put their child onto this journey. So either the kids are kidnapped or the parents, like you said, just go, I'm done. So don't think that we're reunification and we're dropping them into families. That doesn't even make sense. If you have a common sense cap on it, that there's just, you really, people, come on. So none of that's real. None, that is just another portion of a propaganda narrative to make us think, oh, okay, well, we're just helping these poor little kids. No. And these cartels are running the operation like an incredible business model, and they're making like tens of millions of dollars a day. And these kids, and even the women or even the young men, even though there's not a ton of them that are coming up for good reasons, they are they're indentured to these organizations. They have to work off the money. How do you think they work off the money? They have to work it off. They have to use their body to work off the money. And the reason why we're being so blunt about this is because she has been on the border. She did a 3-week tour, not by choice, but it just kind of happened a couple months ago. And now she's going up there to Michigan to fight this stuff. And I'm having people on this show all the time talking about all of these border things that aren't being talked about on other shows. You don't see any of this stuff on the bad stuff on TV. And I a lot of the people that have alternative shows are not even telling me the dirty stuff, the real nasty stuff. I don't know if they're afraid of saying it, or they just don't want to go down that road. So they're not talking about this real nasty side of the things. And it needs to be, because this is what's happening, and it's happening in the millions. So Christy, comment on that, because we've got to shake up people, and we're not even talking economics. I'm just talking human beings. Right.
Yeah, erase anything and everything you're seeing, even on Fox News. Just get it out of your head, because that's not reality. And after the 3 weeks, I've actually been back another 2.5 weeks in the trenches, by the way. I went back because it's so much on my heart that we have got to get this message out. I've got a photograph of a gentleman. We're assuming this guy didn't pay the drug cartel. So they actually physically gutted the guy and killed him right there and left him on the banks of the river and the Rio Grande. I've seen it. I've got photos of it. So to think for 1 minute that not one single person crosses that border, including that little infant that you're seeing, everybody pays the drug cartel in one way, form, or another. These children, young men, young adults who have come across the border, again, they are beholden to the drug cartel. And people ask me all the time, well, Christy, once they get to the United States, they're here, they're safe, they're all the way up in Michigan. There's no way the drug cartel can get a hold of them. Think again, folks. The drug cartel have a massive army in the United States of America, and in all different forms and shapes. MS-13 is just one of those, and that's, you know, we can identify as a gang. But there's human traffickers, and they are undercover. They are at casinos or at different places all over the United States. Those people, 9 times out of 10, work for the cartel. Okay, this is a multi-billion, with a B, dollar business. So they have a lot at risk and a lot at stake. There's a lot of money involved here, okay? So when these kids come over, and these young men, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, when they get out of their shelters, they have to bide their time. And as soon as they're out, which is not long, they now are going to be turning up and starting to work for the cartel. That's what's going on, guys. Do you want that? I want you to think about this, because I'm a mom of two. And I love children, and I love – my family came here on my mom's side. You know, legally, we fled Stalin. I know a little something about communism because my family told me the stories. They were thrown in the gulags. And let me tell you something. This is a well-thought-out plan that was a long time ago, and this is just one part of the piece to take over, along with the COVID and all the voter fraud and every other piece of the puzzle that you guys are seeing come together. And we have got to get sharp, and we've got to get smart, because the propaganda machine, the media, and the social media are not your friend. And they are going to keep giving you Kool-Aid. And if you keep drinking it, by golly, you need to step away and stop, because they are coming after you, your family, and your children for the future. This is what's going on. And we have got, if you want to do a humanitarian thing, this is what I told Bethany Christian Services, because I'm, you know, with the Alma, Michigan, this was our whole premise. The humanitarian thing to do, close our borders now. Mm-hmm. Come over there, stop giving millions of taxpayer-funded dollars to the governments of these countries, and start setting up shop with the Christian agencies and working with these to give them a better education and a better life, so now they can better their own country and bring it out of the poverty and the resources that it has. That's how we can be the humanitarian effort and help these other nations.
You know, I'm glad you brought up.
You could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah, I'm sure, because they're like, oh, she called us out. Change narrative and then show picture of small child.
Yeah,
pull
exactly.
Heartstrings. You know, they're going through a playbook. I'm glad you brought up the Catholic Charities, because we, you know, Catholic Charities and does the Catholic Church when it comes to any of this stuff, especially with the COVID and the shutdowns, and don't even get me started on the Vatican. They've turned out to really be a big proponent of supporting all of this child sex trafficking. Gee, I wonder why. What, you know, I think it was a couple of years ago, there's something about priests and little boys, maybe. I don't know. Something, you might have heard something about that, Christy. I'm not sure. I think it's been going on for like 50, 60, 70 years, probably hundreds. But, I remember something in the news. I caught it. It was something small, not a big deal. They're getting hundreds of millions of dollars. Actually, no, I think the number was billions. I didn't look it up before the show because I thought I remember it, but I don't off the top of my head, but I believe it was in the billions. So they've been doing that for years, and now they're on like high speed, and they've turned in literally to just one of the other NGO type of operations where they're just into the money laundering. They're part of this child sex trafficking. They're human trafficking. That's their MO. And I was speaking to somebody else who was down at the border, and I believe, it was Marianne Mendoza. So Marianne was down there a couple of weeks ago, and she said basically the cartels were like, okay, we got 80. And then our guys were like, okay, send them over. And then when they got there, there was a priest or a pastor was ready to greet them, and he, you know, he welcomed them into the country, and then boom, they went through, you know, the process to get to the hotels, to get to, you know, the other stuff. So, you know, I'm not bashing Catholics, the good people. I'm bashing the church, the organization, and the infrastructure, because it's all about money. So you're wondering why the Catholic Church, you might find out and say, you know, it's interesting that my Catholic Church has turned into a non-vaccination center where they can go. Yeah, but there's aborted baby part in the vaccine or the non-vaccine. So I kind of thought that they didn't like abortions, which nowadays I'm not sure what the Catholic Church stands for. So people, be careful of where you're going to be donating your money, where you're going to support, where you're going to go worship, who stayed open during all of this mess, because there are nefarious characters within these organizations that are claiming humanitarian when it's all about money, and it's easier and cheaper to sell a human being than it is, because you can sell them over and over, as opposed to drugs where you got to kind of, you know, get new inventory and then resell it, and it's kind of, you know, a little bit more cost. It's not cost effective, but it's easy to sell a person a couple times over, make a lot more money. So Christy, you want to comment on that real quick? I know you don't have that much time, but I think it's important.
No,
your opinion.
Well, let me ask your listeners this. Why would you give money to an organization that is accepting over $955 million of taxpayer-funded money last year alone? I don't think they need your money. If they're already getting your money because you're a taxpayer, right? So that money is coming in one way or the other that you're giving them. So I find it interesting how our government loves to say there's separation of church and state unless they're giving you the money for something that advances their agenda or what they want you to have done. Mm-hmm. So get your mind around that. $955 million, guys, almost $1 billion, of your taxpayer-funded money is going to the Catholic Church. That was last year alone, by the way. Bethany Charities, $45 million on the other side of it. So this is big business, guys. Make no mistake. So be very careful where you give your charitable dollars to. I always say this. Find an organization or a candidate directly that you know who's doing and who's on the front lines fighting every single day for you, that's the organization that you need to get behind, okay? Front lines, people in the trenches, grassroots who are doing and fighting every day for everyday Americans and to keep our Constitution. That's better served of your money.
Yeah, because your GOP party, they just want more money. And what have they done for you? What have they done for this election fraud of the 2020 election? They've done nothing. So do not give them a dollar. They're a bunch of rhinos led by the queen of rhinos. Kevin McCarthy is the, I can't call him a king because he's just a wuss. So he's like the court jester of the rhinos right there running the, claims to be in charge of the house. So you've got to, don't give the money to those guys. And literally, like Christy said, go directly to a America First candidate that you believe in, who somebody's going to do something. You know what I mean? Can you imagine, Christy, if you or I actually were in a political office and you gave us, 2 weeks to get something done. We probably could get, we would get more done than what the entire Congress would normally get done in 4 years. I guarantee you. There's no way because you have the ability to do it. I would love the opportunity. Give me 30 days. Give me a 30-day trial run. 30-day money back guarantee. That's what I'd love. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely we would. I mean, and organizations who are out there on the front line. I mean, I'm really good friends with a couple of them. Defend the Nation, Defend Florida. My organization, Women Fighting for America, and I'm going to tell you, I have the opportunity to be a C3, but I do have one set up, but I try not to take any money underneath my C3, especially now with the Biden administration, because they're coming after me. I'm under the investigation for the FBI. Just, you know why? Simply, I'm going to call it out there. Boy, this is going to go out to the listeners, because I am a patriotic American who loves my nation, and I spoke on January 5th and talked about how we need to peacefully get back to the founding of this nation, the founding fathers, what they intended was, and people need to get up, get off their couches, walk out the door, and get involved to take back this nation. And for some reason, that to this administration is some kind of treasonous act. I'm telling you folks, we got patriots and Americans sitting in jail right now with no due process. This is straight Nazism. This is communism. That's what this is. This isn't conspiracy theory, guys, either. These are facts that are happening right now.
I went to the rally.
Why would Pelosi want to take the Capitol Police under her guard, set them up in Tampa, Florida, and L.A. and San Francisco and all over the nation if they weren't coming after you, if they weren't going to be spying on you?
Yeah, and you brought up with the no due process. They went to a rally here in Scottsdale by Look Ahead America or Look Ahead America, Arizona. And it was for the 100 people, I think about 100 people, maybe between 100 and 200 that are still stuck in jail with no bail. And they've actually not really even committed a crime. And they might have their hearings December, January. And they're in solitary confinement for like 23 hours, most of them. And they didn't do anything. There was no weapons, right? They didn't break in because they actually were allowed in. The door was open. They were welcomed in by the police and the whole thing was a setup. But there's other people that were there that were giving stories that they're under investigation. The FBI came. And it's just, it's mind blowing. You just couldn't believe it. And I don't see any politicians really making a stink about it. I certainly don't see it on the news or anything. So, Christy, they came to your house. They give you a little knock on the door, the Phoebes. Did I lose you, Christy? Oh, this is one guest we do not want to lose.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you now. I got
you.
You're back.
No, they've knocked on my associate's door, one of my associates' doors. They haven't knocked on my door yet, and my theory is this. They're watching me. They're monitoring my phones. They're monitoring my phones. They're monitoring all my stuff. I already know this. But I haven't done anything wrong. I love my country. I have not broken one single law or one thing against the Constitution of the United States, nor will I, because I believe in our founding fathers. I believe the documents that were written, and I don't need to do it violently. I can't stand violence. And we totally denounce any kind of violence. What we need to do, though, is we can peacefully protest, and we can do it by taking back the House, the Senate, and from the grassroots level as well, the school board, get candidates in office who are constitutionalists and take back this nation that way. That's how you do it. That's the way it was intended, by we the people saying enough is enough. And then, you know what? If we don't like somebody in office, get the petition and recall them like they did in California. That's the way. That's the right way to do it. We don't go down to their level like they do with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and burn down buildings and streets. But I am going to tell you this. Those individuals who are sitting there without due process, think about this, folks. They're sitting in a prison cell with no due process whatsoever, right? They're legal American citizens who did nothing wrong. But why haven't they arrested the illegals? Instead, the illegals are getting clothing, housing, shoes, cell phones, medical care, burial, you name it, $1,500 check, you name it, that's what they're getting. And here we have American citizens who did nothing but exercise their constitutional right to peacefully assemble, and they were let in and invited in, and they're sitting behind a prison cell. Think about that.
Yeah, crazy. And in one of the hotels here, I think it was in Ahwatukee, when they first found out about it, somebody just said, yeah, something's going on at this hotel because it's right near my house and something just doesn't seem right. Meanwhile, in like a little makeshift tent behind the hotel in a bush was where two homeless veterans were living. Okay, so I want to put that in perspective for people too. That's how much they care about the people that actually fight for the country when they have the hotel full of illegals in the nice air conditioning, and you've got the veterans in the parking the edge of the parking lot living in a bush in a tent. So, yeah, that's what they think of us, the people. Yeah.
Yeah, California, for example, when I started my border tour in California, I went into the homeless encampments, and I have on one of my videos, I was interviewing a homeless vet. He served his country bravely. And in California, they give out vouchers. They have a voucher program, and I think there's like 14,000 vouchers. And he didn't get one of those vouchers. So he's literally living on the street in a tent, trying to figure out how he's going to eat every day, clothe himself, get bathed, all of these things. All of the while, we are housing and clothing and doing all of these things for illegals who do not have any right to anything in our nation. And as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court ruled 100%, every single one of them, which is unprecedented with this Supreme Court, that none of these illegals, by the way, will ever be able to have citizenship here in the United States. So they're just bringing them over here for what? For what? We all know the reason why.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. We need to talk about that a little bit more because there's something else that we're working on that I'm going to share with you that this might not be another component to add to that. So I just want to let everybody know that Christy's organization that she founded, Women Fighting for America, is nationwide. And as I'm encouraging everybody, because if you're going to take action, you need to take action. It's take action items, BLC, meaning business. You're going to take action in your business, your life, and your community. Because now more than ever, everybody needs to take action. And digitally is just not enough. You need to physically do things. Physically by, going to meetings, running for office, just like she said. And there's other things that you can go to, rallies you can go to, peacefully protest. It's sad that we even have to say the word peacefully. I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm just going to say protest. Because there's no reason we need to disclaim common sense, right? We don't need to do that because we don't burn. We don't loot. We don't riot. We don't do that. We don't just go, we don't take TVs and stuff from Target because we just thought we have the right to do that. That doesn't happen. So Christy, and I encourage people, go check out Christy's website. They're one of our platinum partners. They're, of course, on our Take Action tab on the Must Follow and Must Join page. So I want you to go check that out. But give your website real quick and just anything you want to plug about the organization, because everybody needs to be involved in at least one group involving your community. That is your obligation, your civic duty as a human being in this country, as a patriot, is to join at least one group and actually be active in it. Christy, give your website and plug what you need to about the organization.
Sure. All of your listeners can go to WFFA.win, and that's Whiskey Foxtrot Foxtrot Apple .win, and
girl.
Get involved. We need all hands on deck. We're looking for volunteers right now to help with social media, admin help, researchers, you name it. We are looking for you right now. We are also expanding, and we have leader opportunities within your state. So if you're interested and partnering with us and starting a leadership, we will train you, we will get you activated. And then the other thing is, it costs a lot of money to do what I do, and I don't take a salary. I'm going to let everybody know that I do this because I love my country. My son is serving on the front line. He is in the military. We're a military family, and I love this nation. And it's time that we, the citizens, rise up and start protecting our own freedoms as well and give the military some support and our sheriffs across this nation. And how can we do that? We need to get involved and get involved. But I cannot stress that enough. The other thing is we're going to be doing some rallies. We're going to be doing a Close Our Border rally in Texas at the end of August. And we are looking for 20,000 patriots from across this nation. 20,000 minimum. I'd love to see 100,000 or a million come. So So we're going to, there will be a lot of information coming out on my website on that. The other thing is if you can donate anything or become a partner, I don't care if it's $5 a month, 100% of your money goes to exposing, activating, mobilizing each and every single one of you guys, and then exposing the corruption and exposing those who have ill will against our nation.
And there's so much of it, and not enough people know about it. I mean, I'm talking about it to everybody that is basically in front of me or is listening on this microphone, and you'd be surprised how many people are like, really? I had no idea. I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Well, we got to keep going. We got to get some more exposure. So, Christy, thank you for your time today. I know that we were supposed to do 30 minutes. You just stayed a little bit longer because it is important. Tell your son thank you for his service. And I'm going to – well, let's coordinate a time to chat because I have a bunch of things that will help with this Close the Border rally and some other things in order to get some funds raised for the organization. So thank you so much for all the work that you're doing. You truly are a human race protecting patriot, my dear.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me on your show.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. You're more than welcome to come back anytime when you want updates or you want to talk about what's going on. Plug in the organization, getting more people involved. Like I said, everybody needs to join at least one group. One group. That is your civic duty to save America. So thank you, Christy. Go enjoy your weekend. And
My way to I'm actually getting ready to jump on an airplane and go fight the good fight. There's no rest for me. I don't want to disclose that over.
Is it border-ish?
Until I get to
are
my
you doing border?
It's not the border this time, but it has to do with human trafficking in one of the big cities that this happens in. So,
All right. Well, then we'll have some stories to share upon your return. And not good stories, but at least it's what people need to know. Unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with.
I'm going to be on the East Coast. I'll be on the East Coast someplace.
All right. Well, stay safe.
Well, I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, we'll chat. Go have a safe travel. And when they throw any humanitarian junk at you, you stand strong and say, "Liar! You're a liar. You're not a humanitarian. You're a human trafficker." That's what you tell them.
That's exactly right.
It's crazy that we even have to have these conversations. All right, my friend. Thanks for everything you do, and you're a great freedom fighter. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. talk about a dedicated, patriotic, awesome woman who is doing what she can. So go check them out, Women Fighting for America. And then, of course, they are on our Take Action tab. Go check them out at the Must Follow, Must Join page. I'm way over. So I'm apologizing to my next guest, Dr. Mike Spaulding. Where am I? All right. I moved something around, so just bear with me here. All righty. So it is 1:47. He's supposed to be on at 1:30. That is my error, so I apologize to everybody. But again, I just want to remind everyone, it's all about taking action. So if you want to go to we're putting together a take action toolbox, but right now I just put a couple things up that I need you to pay attention to at the take action tab. So if you want to you can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the take action tab, and you will see all kinds of information there, especially the groups to must follow, must join. If you want to go directly to takeactionitems.com, it ends up at the same place. It's just one less click. It's whatever works for everybody. But I want you to watch the movie Brainwashed. It is on the page for the Take Action tab. Brainwashed. That will bring you up to speed as to where we are, why we're here, and what can be done. It's very, it's a brilliant documentary that Brandon House over at WVW TV did. And he's also hosting over at Frank TV, the Lindell Network. Oh, by the way, real quick, it's 1:48. MyPillow.com. You want to, go buy some awesome products. Make sure you use the promo code HOME, HOME. And that way, not only are you going to be saving an incredible amount of money, getting buy one, get one offers, free shipping, all kinds of great stuff, incredible products. 20% of your purchase will go to support our nonprofit partners. That's Pets, Kids, and Freedom. We're going to be adding Christy Hutcherson's group in there too. So let me bring on my next guest. So that's why you can actually get products and services that you normally would buy, and money gets generated to these organizations. Makes it a little bit easier for her to do what she does, doesn't it? So my next guest is Dr. Mike Spaulding. He's the pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima in Ohio. He's also the host of the Soaring Eagle radio show and The Transforming Word. And on July 23rd through July 25th, he's sponsoring the Go Therefore Conference, which is bringing people back to God. Audience, a big round of applause for a great God-loving faith and freedom fighter, Dr. Mike Fuller. Dr. Mike, thank you for your patience. I'm way over today on everything, so thank you.
No, you're very welcome, and no worries at all, Michelle. I enjoyed that conversation. Christy is one of those people that I look up to and admire and applaud. Clearly, she gets it, and she is encouraging other people, so love the conversation.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she's been on the show before, episode 216, for everybody who wants to tune into that one, episode 216, where she was talking about the organization, but, you know, primarily the border, you know, the problems. And I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona, so we're seeing it firsthand, and it's a little bit easier to communicate it to people because it's in our backyard, it's in our neighborhoods, as opposed to a lot of the country. They haven't seen it yet, even though it's actually in their backyards and in their neighborhoods. Have you seen any of the border residue that has come to Ohio yet, or you just haven't been in those parts of town? Because it's everywhere. You know, every town is a border town at this point, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, what we fight here, Michelle, is human trafficking. So Toledo, Ohio, is about an hour and a half north of Lima, where I am at, and it is one of the top two, three human trafficking spots in America. It is a hotbed for that. Yeah, Toledo, Ohio. So you check any human trafficking statistics, and Toledo is going to pop up. I think part of the reason is it's close to Detroit. It's less than an hour from Detroit. And, of course, Detroit is in minutes you can be into Canada. That used to be pretty easy to get in. It's a little more difficult now. But it sits on Lake Erie. So you got all that boat traffic. And, it's a mess. So that's what we combat here. In fact, that's part of what we're trying to do at our Go Therefore conference. We've got a couple of speakers that's their wheelhouse. That's their ministry. That's what they focus on. Is not only human trafficking, sex trafficking, and satanic ritual abuse. So they cover the whole gamut because unbeknownst, now law enforcement's aware of this, even though many won't admit it as bluntly as what I'm going to say it, but a lot of human trafficking is for the sole purpose of ritual abuse, up to and including ritual sacrifice, i.e. murder. And that's a chilling thought to think that happens in America, but it does by the thousands, Michelle.
And I'm very familiar with it. I've talked to people off air about it. I haven't brought someone on air to talk about it, but not because I haven't. I've been afraid to because I just haven't had the right person to come on that can deliver the message. But as far as the human trafficking, we've talked about that a lot, and everything that you just said is 100% beyond accurate. Like I said, I've talked to some people who didn't want to say certain things on the air, and I've talked to them off the air. But the police, the government, the politicians, they are all aware of all this. And the reason why most of them don't do anything is because either they're a part of it financially or they are receiving services. Or they have been told to don't do anything with it because if you want to move up the ladder, then you need to shut up and not say anything. And that's not coming from me. That is coming from people that have been in this world that are very, very well-connected, affluent. Yep. And those are some conversations that we've had off the air. It's a little bit smidgen on the air, but for the most part, that's the problem because there's so much money in it. And a lot of people, including judges and politicians and mayors and you name it, and politicians that are up in Washington, D.C., they're a part of this. It's Arizona. You've got there's a lot of people here that are a part of it. That's why nothing happens, and it only gets worse.
Well, your listeners are very educated. Yeah, your listeners are very educated, so they understand all of that. But let me just say this in case somebody has stumbled across the broadcast and they think, what are they talking about? Let me just say.
Like, what's going on with the show?
One of the things that happens. happens when you arrive at Washington, D.C., and I think even in some state capitals now, is that you're approached and you are shown what I call a control file, and it has information and it has, well, pictures. It has a history, your history, and you're informed that you're going to play the game, and here's how you're going to play it, or this is going to become public knowledge. Now, I don't know too many politicians want to play that game, so they just go along, get along, and then we end up with a mess like we've got now. So time for the church to step in, Michelle. That's the point I'm getting at. Church, rise up. We have to get involved in the fight, Michelle. That's where we're at today.
Well, we were talking about the church a little bit earlier, and we've talked about a lot on this show because there are churches that, as people have witnessed over the past 18 months, they just shut their doors, and they didn't want to stand up for we the people. They didn't want to stand up for their entire purpose of being there, which is actually to help people in times of need, allow people to congregate and gather. So, and of course, succumb to whatever the government said you can't, you know, you're allowed to do. So there's only a... You know, there's not a lot of pastors or priests or congregations that I and many other people have a lot of respect for anymore. So you know, I think the recent statistic about a month ago, 60% of the churches are still closed, which good, don't send them any money. They deserve to stay closed because obviously the pastor and the priest is not on the same page of, you know, doing it because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's supposed to be, you know, your mission. Yep. That's your purpose in life, right? That's what I kind of thought that was their role. But what you're doing with this conference and the people that you know personally and that you are in your sphere, in your circle, they are just the opposite of those 60% of the churches or even the ones that closed for a little bit and then kind of was like, I guess I'll come back and run. Well, that doesn't fly either because, but those are the true leaders in the faith. Those are the true organizations that people need to be a part of. Those are the ones that are going to stand up for what they believe in and for people that need the support the most. And you're bringing them together in this incredible conference. But share with everyone a little bit about your ideology and your faith and the fact that you didn't ever shut down the church that you have, and maybe a little bit of why you didn't, as opposed to a bunch of these other cowards that did.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that opportunity. And you're right. We did not shut down, not for the first minute, didn't miss the first service. We continued on through it. And I told our congregation, our folks, I said, listen, if you're concerned, then you can stay home. We've got technology. We've been broadcasting our services online through social media platforms for 15 years. So take advantage of that if you're afraid. But we're going to be here. We're going to meet. And the reason is the government does not have the right under our Constitution to tell us anything concerning if we're going to meet, when we're going to meet, how often we are going to meet. They don't have any business doing that. Our Constitution protects us from their overreach, and I'll stand on that even if they come in and cuff me and take me away. I tell people often, Michelle, that'll give me a jail ministry, I guess. But so we're bringing together like-minded people just like me to this conference. Go Therefore, if people are interested in it, by the way, they can register at gothereforeconference.com, gothereforeconference.com. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to come, and she's speaking Friday night, July 23rd through the 25th. She's speaking Friday night, and, of course, she is going to, as she always does, hit it out of the park. She's going to talk all thing jab, injections, all this faux nonsense and craziness. She'll be talking about all of that. Dr. John Diamond is going to be there. And, of course, I call him the walking constitutional encyclopedia. The man has done so much research in the Constitution, the Founding Fathers. Wonderful, wonderful brother. I think you had him on your show recently, too. Right.
Yeah, he was on. Right. We're friends. We're like buddies now. I call him Dr. J. I call him Dr. J. So, yeah, he's a great man. Awesome. I love him. I love him. Yeah.
Amen.
He's coming on. He's coming on next week. He's coming on next Friday for everybody.
Oh,
so yeah, you're gonna have to tune into that one. He'll be on at 1:00 p.m. Pacific time next week.
Oh, fantastic. So Dr. Michael Lake will be joining us. He called me the other day and said, hey, I'm going to talk about Marxism, communism, how it's infiltrated. I said, that's a perfect time and topic, so please bring that. The speaker list is, well, it's enormous. We've got 18 different speakers that are going to be there. They all have a niche, but together it's what the church should look like. We've all got skills, talents, abilities, giftings that we should be using to further the kingdom of God. This is the only, Michelle, I'm going to say something here that some in your audience might not understand. Well, maybe they will because I'm a pastor. They'll give me grace. But I'm going to make this statement. I've made it before. There is no political solution to the quagmire, to the dire straits we find ourselves in. There is no political solution absent a move of God. If God does not move in and among his people and cause us to rise up, to stand up, to defend ourselves and to push back against this evil, wicked government, we're done. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
So God must be at the center of what we do. And I'm not trying to discount or marginalize people that are not of the Christian faith. I'm saying that if the church does not rise up and move forward under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we are toast. So church, get on your feet and get out to the streets and start being a Christian. Being a Christian is not sitting in your holy huddles on Sundays or Wednesdays and thinking you've served God by attending church. Being a Christian, that means action. We got to get out and protest. I agree with what you said, Michelle. So let's stop trying to define protest. We're falling into the Marxist trap when we say peaceful protest. No, we're going to protest. And we're going to protest in the good old-fashioned American way. We're going to do it as strenuously as we can. We may even yell. How about that? We may even get excited and yell. Yeah. But we're not going to
shoot
anybody.
I
want to
do one of those chants. I love those chants they do. Like, they'll bring a drum, right? They bring a drum and they're like, ho, ho, let's go with God. Ho, ho. And then everybody starts cheering. And then you're watching on TV and you're kind of like moving around and you're like, hey. Like, I can't believe I just did the hey. So, yeah, I want to do a chant.
That?
I'm going to come up with a chant from when I do the protest.
Let's do it.
I've always wanted to
do
a chant with a drum. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get a drum.
Let's get the drums out there. But, hey,
let's add some shofars
to it.
Well, they don't like shofars because that's actually something good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But you're totally spot on.
So.
You're totally spot on. And that's the thing. You know, we have, you know, it, this is by design, everybody. And we mention this a lot on the show because I have some pastors on and they want to move us away from God. They want God out of our lives. They want us to be more they want political religion. They want all kinds of scientific religion. They want that to be the religion. They want you to believe in these false authorities that science is better than God, which is not. That's kind of why he gave you an awesome immune system, but, you know, you just got to take care of it and fuel it, and you're good to go. You don't need the non-vaccine. You certainly don't need those dirty little masks that don't do anything but hurt yourself. But, you know, you've got that movement. They've been working on this for decades in order to get people away from God because they want you to rely on government and all these other different ideologies and worship the false gods. They'd rather have you worship a TikTok celebrity than God. They want you to kneel in front of, I don't even want to say it on the air, as opposed to God. Yeah, I don't want to give them credit, any of those people credit, because you want to talk about propaganda and indoctrination and just lies. Just look at that.
Yeah.
That's their goal. They want to take "in God we trust" off the money. They want to take it out of the language. They want to take anything Judeo-Christian out. That is bad. And we veered in that direction, even though we still might go to church. We still believe in God. Maybe every once in a while you do the little, you know, like pray at home. Usually when something's not going well, you always like, God, help me out. And you're like, forgot to ever, you know, pray to you when things were good and say thank you.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole past 18 months plus what's going on now, I know more people are going back to God. So that is positive, right? But
yes.
But I guess this is good and bad. We've kind of weeded out the bad organizations, the bad congregations, the bad peeps in the mix on the religious side or the religion side, and then what's left standing? People like yourself, your guests, and congregations like yourself that are actually doing things, who are going to make a difference and preach, usually preach or encouraging, preaching, delivering the right information, the word with good intentions, as opposed to, you know, maybe putting on a show or just asking for those donations and lining their pockets or, you know, just wanting to be on the stage.
That's part of the problem. That's part of the problem, yeah. Michelle. That's why the church is in the mess that it's in, is because too many pastors have just seen it as a vocation, instead of a calling. They see it as a paycheck. They see it as a way to a good life, and that's not what it's supposed to be. While we were sleeping, while we refused to talk about what was going on in our nation, while we slept, then the enemy has creeped in. Now, Jesus talked about that too, the parable of the wheat and the tares. While the church slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among them. So that's what's happened in America. Now, the real church is rising up. It's waking up. But listen, it's going to come with a cost, Michelle. We're not in the days anymore where Christianity is respectable and people believed and at least outwardly lived Christian morals. We're way past that now. Now Christianity is attacked. It's vilified. It's looked on as something that's detrimental to culture. So this is what is separating real believers from the phonies, from the practical atheists, I call them, because they're Christian in name only, Sinos, Christian in name only. But it is separating them, Michelle. It's separating them. And so it's a good thing. I mean, that's what you were talking about. So it's going to get real. So you better buckle up. You better pull up your bootstraps, because it's going to be real. It's here. However, we win. That's the bottom line. We win. It doesn't matter what kind of opposition we face. We're going to win this battle, Michelle. We're going to win. And if people would just get their mind wrapped around that, I think that would motivate them and encourage them to get out and actually get involved in some of these organizations like Women Fighting for America and other organizations on the front lines doing things. And some of these speakers we've got at the Go There For Conference, that's what they do. They have street ministry. And they encourage the church and believers to be out on the street in different contexts, whether it's at Murder Mills abortion clinics or Shame Fest.
I thought it was the name of a street, and I'm like, wait, what street is what? Who names the street Murder Mills? Because you said street, so I was like, God, is it?
Yeah.
All right, but it's like from my heart.
This is what it takes. We have got to let America see the church is vibrant and living and alive and powerful again. And I think if we'll do that, I think people will join us, Michelle. I do. And again, it doesn't need to be necessarily people of faith. There are people that don't claim to be Christian, and they believe in the value of human life. They'll join you in those protests outside those clinics saying, please don't murder your child. People will join us if we'll become visible again, get out of our buildings, stop hiding, being terrified of what someone might say to you, go out and be bold and courageous. We've got that spirit in us. We need to do that, Michelle.
You're exactly right. And I think what I was trying to say in a roundabout way, and you basically got me back on track, was I don't want people to give up on finding a church or a congregation or a pastor or a priest that you can trust, right? Because if you're going to be questioning
right.
any of these, let's just call them what they are, false authorities, which you have every right to do that. And you should be questioning
yep.
anything that comes out of the Anthony Fauci's mouth. I mean, don't even question it. Just don't believe it. and anything that comes out of the government is just it's just opposite and a lie, and it's there to harm you and destroy the country. So, you know, we check that box. So all of the people that you have over the years, or pharma, big pharma, doctors, you got to question the doctors now because most of them are on the take and they're all lying and saying things to manipulate you and literally lying to you. And even your own doctor. I mean, there's certain things that I've heard lots of stories from people that are, professionals that have gone to their doctors and they know more about the what's going on with COVID and the non-vaccine than the actual doctor did. So that's some scary stuff. So you're starting to question, which is good. I want you to question. You should always question. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to lose confidence and faith in the good pastors and the good congregations that are out there, like all of the ones that are going to be at the Go Therefore conference that Dr. Mike Spaulding has put together. So what we're going to also do on our platform, and for the past, let's say it's 30, 45 days, almost 60 days, I've been bringing them on a lot of groups, organizations that are more take action oriented that you can get involved with here locally and nationally, right? So I've been doing that, but I'm going to bring in more faith organizations too. So we're just going to load this platform up. So we're going to bring on the pastors and, well, I guess, well, I can't say priests because then priest is Catholic, right? So I'm not a big fan of any of that stuff anymore just because of what they've done and what they continue to do. So we'll just go with pastors, right? So reverends and pastors. So we're going to bring them on. We're going to put them on the show. You can hear them and then you can get involved. So, you know, these guys are the good guys. Because where are you going to go find, what are you going to go to 10 different churches and then try to figure what out? You know, we got to give you some direction. And even if there's not one near you, you can watch virtually. You can listen virtually to Dr. Mike Spaulding's congregation. You can listen and watch. So you don't have to physically be there. It's better that if you go in person, right? Because it's a totally different experience where you can get immersed into it and be around other human beings. But if you can't find a credible organization, congregation near you, at least you can get the message. You can get the feeling through it. So I want to invite you to help me kind of work on bringing all these people on. I don't mean to make you have a longer to-do list, Dr. Mike, but I think it's important so we can get everybody in one spot so then they know, hey, these guys are the good ones. Because once people have faith again in the leaders, because they've lost faith in the leaders, because the leaders had let them down over the past 18 months and then some. Mm-hmm. Once they have those, they have confidence in their leaders again, then the people will be encouraged to actually move forward and get involved more so. And then now things will really change because we need to know who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. I kind of think we know the bad guys, but we need to know who the good guys are.
No, I'd be pleased, blessed to help you do that. And you're right. The Lord has placed a lot of folks in my life over the years, and many, many, many good, solid, brave, patriot pastors. You know, I'll tell a quick story. Did some historical research several years ago on the Revolutionary War era, and the brigade that the British feared the most was called the Black Robe Regiment. It was the preachers, the Protestant preachers. In fact, many historians will tell you that without the Protestant patriot pastors and preachers of the Revolutionary era, the Revolutionary War would have never happened. They preached it from their pulpit Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. They preached to all of the evils and wickedness that was happening in America in those days, week after week, all of the things the British government was doing wrong and oppressing them. That is what rallied the colonialists to engage Britain for freedom. It was the Black Robe Regiment. I want to see that again. Our pulpits thundering with the fire of heaven, Michelle, thundering with the truth. I think it was Billy Graham that said, pastors should be preaching with the Bible in one hand and a newspaper in the other hand. Everything that goes on in our culture that gets anybody's attention, we ought to be pointing them back to the scriptures and saying, this is what the scripture says. Why are you surprised to see this? The scripture said it would happen this way. When people do this, this is what's going to happen. We need pastors like that that are connecting the dots for people and encouraging them to speak out more wherever they find themselves, Michelle. That's exactly what we need today in our pulpits.
A light bulb just went on for me. And then it happens. Believe it or not, it happens quite often, but this one was a big one. I love timelines. I love history. And I think that is always the best way to explain things to people, because once you put it in that perspective, or you put an analogy, because, you know, people love stories. They love storytelling, right? That's, I think, why they started with the children and the books and the storytelling. But when adults have a timeline, then they can kind of reflect back on what they were dealing with, current events during those time periods. And then all of a sudden it's easier to understand why, right? Because you can relate. You can relate. It's like when you hear a song, you can, and then you're like, oh God, remember 84? Oh gosh, yeah, that. So you mean that we always like to attach things together, and because then it becomes more relatable. But what you were saying about you're kind of, you brought in the black robes. You also mentioned the revolution and how that's what ignited the patriots. One thing before I forget, the American Patriots Bible. Have you heard of the American Patriots Bible before?
I have, yes.
Okay. I was gifted to that by a good friend of mine, Mitzi Perdue. She's big now into the human trafficking and fighting it. She's got an organization called Win This Fight. And I haven't put enough time into it, but it's fascinating because it intertwines history with the Bible, and it's actually beautiful. It's the most beautiful book that I own, which I mean, I've got a ton of books, but this is actually beautiful. So if you don't have a copy, I know that you would love this, because I can already tell that you're a big history guy. You love this country. And
of course,
the Bible
is
there too. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. But what I liked what you said was the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. And I think that there's two parts of that, because you said connecting the dots, which is that timeline, which is that's how people understand quickly, and then they can relate. That's what's missing in this movement today. There isn't enough because we've got these kind of activist groups, but there's not enough of the pastor intertwine with the actual action groups. Not like a presentation. I'm talking the action groups where they're doing they went to the rally. They're the ones that are doing the protests. They're the ones that component needs to be implemented in it. And I thought about that too a little bit when I went to this rally for the people that are being held without due process in Washington, D.C., because they happen to be near the Capitol on 1-6, not even inside the Capitol on 1-6. And that was through Look Ahead America here in Arizona. But I think that combination is what is the missing piece, because, like you said, the pastors are the ones that ignited that patriotism, that fuel that the patriots or the people needed. But what it's really an opinion. It's probably a little bit more than that. Isn't the role of the church to be there to have those conversations about what's going on in politics and current events so that the community can know what's going on and they can have discussions and solutions? But yet a lot of pastors are like, oh, I don't want to get political. I don't call it political anymore. I call it life, because everything is intertwined so much that it affects every aspect of your life. But can you comment on that? Because I think people need to be reminded that the real purpose of the church is to have that one hand have your Bible and one hand have the newspaper. That's what's missing too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Michelle. So let's go back to the 40s and the 50s. I was born in the 50s, and so I remember all of the craziness in the 60s, but there's something else that I remember from that era. And that is that pastors were still respected and esteemed in their communities. In fact, pastors would receive people for counseling about all kinds of issues of life, all kinds of situations. People would want to talk to their pastor first. What does the pastor think? What's his perspective on this? So they sought the pastor out for that information. Well, fast forward now, 60 years later, and that's not the case anymore at all. Pastors have fallen by the wayside. In fact, if you look at any kind of surveys, data on community leadership and people whom they respect in the communities, pastors, unfortunately, are towards the bottom of those lists now. So what has happened? Well, what has happened is they've refused to offer an opinion, a viewpoint that is biblically based. They've refused to address issues. Here's what I tell people all the time, Michelle. I say, listen, if your kids come to you and they have these questions, they may be uncomfortable to answer, but you're going to answer them. Why are you going to answer them? Because if you don't, you know there's somebody out there lurking in the shadows. They'd be all very, very happy to answer those questions for your kids. They're going to give a slant to it that's going to pull them into the darkness. Well, pastors have fallen into this trap that they shouldn't really address these hot button issues because someone might get offended. Someone might be upset. Well, guess what? People are going to be upset about all sorts of things. If they're going to be upset about the truth, then you've got to believe that God's going to bring them back around to understand that the truth is the best thing that they could ever receive. So churches today need pastors who are going to tell the truth. They're going to stand on their convictions and allow the Lord, people say, well, that's just crazy, Mike, and allow the Lord to pick up the chips. Because here's where many pastors are at, Michelle. Many pastors, they are tied to their salary, to their insurance package, to their benefits at the church. And they say and think, if I stand up, speak out, and say these things, then the board is going to take, action to remove me. And they simply cannot afford to lose that salary. That's where we're at today. So what I say to pastors, because I've made this statement and commentary many times over the years, what I say to pastors is, then you're no longer placing your faith and trust in the Lord to provide for you. You are now beholden to a group of men and women that actually control your mouth. You are, in the biblical sense, a hireling. You've become a hireling. Do you remember the movie Patriot with Mel Gibson? There's a scene in there. I love this scene when Mel Gibson's young son, who against his objections joined the Continental Army, he waltzed into this church recruiting people, and they had this debate going back and forth. Well, at the end of that scene, all of these congregants, they're going off. They're going to join the Continental Army, and here comes the pastor. He takes off his robe, puts on his hat, he's carrying his rifle, and somebody asks him, "Pastor, where are you going?" He says, "Well, a pastor has to tend his flock, but sometimes he has to go drive away the wolves." And off he rode on his horse with the rest of the patriots. That's the kind of pastor that we need today, that understands that we need to drive away the wolves. They are circling our cities. They are devouring our children. It's time for us to take, metaphorically, musket in hand and drive off the wolves. The time is now, Michelle. Now's the time to stand, because if we don't stand now, we're not going to have too many more tomorrows.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm glad that you made that comparison and to kind of explain that, because a lot of people are wondering, well, why is my pastor not doing anything, or why are you not saying anything? Because I had this conversation 2 days ago, and my friend said, well, the pastor of that church or my church just won't talk about what's going on, won't talk about current events, won't go there. And now, obviously, and I said, well, it has probably to do with money. Of course, I go to the extreme. Well, he either got paid to shut up or he got told to shut up. That's one of the things. Or they said they're going to cut him off at the pass if he does shut up and then is going to have no income. So similar. I was a little bit more, you are much more eloquent. I just come out and I'm a little more blunt about it. But, you know, I call people out when, you know, I said, I eat rhinos for lunch and I call people out as I see it just because I'm tired of the lies. And so is everybody else. I'm tired of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people just acting one way in front of a audience and a different way behind the scenes or a different way in front of the camera. And then all of a sudden, you know, the ones that say, they don't do this. I would never. And then next thing you know, the first one on the front page, you know, they get picked up for, for let's just leave. I'll try to keep it clean. They're the first ones that get picked up. And, you know, there's many, many, many stories of that over the years, especially in the faith world of characters who practice, don't practice what they preach kind of thing. People are just tired of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's important to attend. If you're not in Ohio, right? If you're not in the Brookville, Ohio area, then definitely something that you need to tune into virtually because it is it's something almost for your soul at this point. Because for anyone out there who hasn't, and I'm full disclosure, everybody on this show knows that I grew up Catholic, but we weren't like diehard Catholic or anything like that. My parents didn't push it on us. I was in Catholic school for a few years, did the communion, did the first Holy Communion, did the confirmation. So, you know, I got the seal approval. I got all the steps, the CCD classes. But we didn't go to church as a family. We just went when there was an event. But my mom was very, very religious. She went to church when she was here in Arizona. She went a lot during the week and things like that. Prayed all the time. So I was never in. I believe in God. You know, I pray when I need to. But as things have transpired over the past, I really started to get my awakening in about November-ish, December-ish, really right around Christmas time. So I've been, I ask kindergarten questions is what I say to all my pastor friends that come on the show. So they're gentle, but so when I ask those kindergarten questions, they try to, give me the answers. So sometimes I don't necessarily use the right words and I want to encourage others that it's okay to not know the verses that you're supposed to, the prayers that you're supposed to be rattling off. And, it's okay to ask those questions because that's what this is all about. You know, so we're a little bit in uncharted waters with everything, but I think that the movement into having more confidence and faith and really understanding what that relationship is with God, with Jesus, which however you want to phrase it to make you relatable to it or to even a pastor in a congregation. And I'll share with you real quick. The people that have come on my show that have businesses that are very successful in their business, the ones that actually that are very spiritual in the sense where they have incorporated God and Jesus into truly their beliefs and their life, and I've talked about it on the show, they're actually, comparing them to the people who never bring it up or anything like that, they're actually more successful. And it's been a pattern that I've noticed when we have these conversations it's consistent. It's a consistent pattern. And I've had 495 of these segments, these live segments, 209 partners. So I think I have a pretty good sampling that I could make that analogy, that theory. That's not really a theory. You know, it's like conspiracy theories. No such thing as conspiracies. And there's no such thing as coincidences. So, I just think it's important for people to think bigger and open their minds. Even if you are somebody who is happy with their congregation, it's great to listen to additional speakers and to additional pastors. So just, you might pick something up. You might learn something. You might get inspired. It might be motivational. But I think, combining that with your life, your business, your community, to a level that you've never done before, I think that will make a huge difference in everyone's personal life. That it's almost like I want you to just give it a chance. Give it a try. What do you have to lose? A couple hours of your day, right? It's better than watching TV, right? It's better than doing that kind of silly stuff. So tell us what else do you want to share about the conference or your congregation or anything that you're doing with your shows? Because I want to hear more about why you're so unique. I mean, you and I obviously talked off the air, so I know more, but I want the audience to really hear why you're special and unique compared to what they may have experienced before. I want people to take all of their preconceived ideas and thought processes about what you might have thought about pastors or religion in the past, and almost let's just start with a clean slate, because it's not that way anymore. It's different and it's better.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I usually start by telling people that I've been a pastor for 24 years. I've been a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for 38 years. I've been in some type of ministry for 35 of those 38 years as a senior pastor for 24. And those 24 years, Michelle, I did not draw a salary. I'll say that again because people's jaws just hit the table. I did not draw a salary. I'll tell you why I didn't draw a salary, because I worked a full-time job. I worked to provide for my family. I worked to have an insurance plan that provided for my family. I worked because that put me rubbing elbows, living real life every day with the people, some of them that I actually ministered to. When I stand behind the pulpit and teach and talk about principles of living, what works and what doesn't work, people know that I know what I'm talking about because I've actually lived it. It's not theoretical. It's experiential. I've proven that the scriptures are true in my own life by living them out. That's the difference between me and many, many of the vast majority of other pastors. Now, there are other pastors out there that have done the same thing as I have. It is a burden. I'm not saying that it was easy. It was hard to work a full-time job, and as soon as you clocked out of work, you put your pastor hat on, and then you're gone till you go to bed. So my wife and I did that for our entire pastoral ministry while we were working, 24 years now. We've been blessed recently. We've retired from our employment. We've been able to devote now full time to ministry, but we've positioned ourselves to be able to do that financially without depending on the church. So one of the benefits of that now, our church actually has an FM radio station that's an outreach ministry of the church. So the church doesn't have to pay me a salary. We can put money into the radio station, which is 24/7, 365, reaching people. So
that's awesome.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things that we've been blessed and been able to do. I have a podcast, Soaring Eagle Radio, that's based on Isaiah 40:31, chapter 40:31, where the Lord says that He will lift us up on eagle's wings. So Soaring Eagle Radio, and I interview people just like you do, and sometimes I just give commentary like you do. The last podcast I did a few days ago was on critical race theory. So I took people through what critical race theory is, why it is demonic, and in fact, I think I may have even titled that episode that critical race theory is demonic. It's straight out of the pit.
Yeah, it was in there. I saw it. I was like, yeah, right on. Let's get those demons. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and then I have a live show on Mondays, a weekly live show. It's on all the social media platforms. The Transforming Word is the main umbrella for all the things that I do. I have my Bible teaching radio program is on stations, New Jersey, Ohio, obviously, Iowa, Nebraska, mostly in the Midwest, 30-minute daily Bible teaching program. So things like that I'm involved in. I'm involved with people like Dr. John, in raising awareness of among the Patriot groups that there is a movement going on right now to bring people together. So I know Dr. John, if he hasn't already, I'll probably talk to you about what Mike Adams is doing over at the Health Ranger and through the Brighteon platform.
Yeah.
There is a convergence going on now where there's going to be some powerful speakers, voices, programs that are going to be on that platform, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Are you going to be on there? Scott, are you not allowed to say? Are you going to be there? You're just
well,
not allowed to say.
I'll say yes. I am. I am. Yes. Yes.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble because I know that the list is the people that are going to be on Brighteon TV are not allowed to say anything. So I shouldn't have asked you to say that. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, forgive me, Jesus. Is that good enough?
As long as I say forgive me, Jesus, am I cool? Is that how I'm supposed to do it?
Well,
remember, I'm learning.
As long as you meant it.
I did. I heard it, and I'm like, and I shouldn't have said anything. I know better. I shouldn't have said anything. So
yeah, that's okay. No worries. So things like that. This conference that we do, the Go Therefore conference, that was something the Lord gave my wife Kathy and I 5 years ago to pull together all these people that we had come to know and become friends with from all over America and bring them together for a 3-day event to just encourage the body, to equip them. But then so this year the theme is a call to action, red pilling the church. That's what we're trying to do. We're giving people information. We're giving people action plans that they can take back to their own communities, to their own local groups, to their own local churches, and implement. This isn't just a data dump. Listen, you already know this, Michelle. No American, in my opinion, needs any more information. It's information overload. And we need action plans. What are we going to do with this information? That's what I want to know. Tell me what are the steps, and then show me how to do it, or you lead me. That's what we need right now. So that's the whole point of the conference this year, is to teach people how to do that. We've got Brett Bull speaking this year. His wheelhouse is fundraising. He is a professional fundraiser, and what his burning heart right now is to help those people that say, well, I'd like to start a ministry, but I can only do it on the weekends because I work during the week. So I want to be a weekend warrior. Can you help me? And he said, absolutely, I can help you. I can show you how you can get whatever the Lord has placed on your heart up and running, and you'll be out there on the streets doing for God as well. So I'm excited about all the speakers that are going to be here. We got David Hebner. I don't know if you know David or not. He's a Hollywood movie veteran. Got saved and is now doing David Hebner TV, The Last Evangelist television series, and has a platform. He calls them Truth Networks, Truth Channels on his network.
Ooh.
And I'm blessed to provide exclusive content to his Bible and Prayer channel on David Hebner TV. So David Paxton, specializes or focuses on prophecy, how the scriptures and the prophetic scriptures especially are being manifested today. So
Wait,
all
who was
kinds
that one?
Of folks coming together.
I'm taking notes. Who's the one you just mentioned?
David Paxton, Paxton, David Paxton, and all of these speakers in their bios, folks, it's on the website, gothereforeconference.com, under speakers bios. Click that tab, and you can see all the speakers and the ministries that they are involved in and their background and their wheelhouse. Oh, and another one, this, if I may be so bold, Michelle, Dr. Jennifer Rivera, I'd be happy to connect you with Doc Jen. Her wheelhouse is nutrition and the spiritual connection between what we put in our bodies, our physical bodies, how they perform as a result of what we eat, and tying all of that into the spiritual component. I mean, it's she's a brilliant doctor and speaker. I think you'd really enjoy her speaking on your show. We've got the prophetic prophet, Randy Conway. These are names that I dub these people with. I call them a prophetic prophet. Randy Conway is a poet like no other poet you have ever seen in your life. I'm going to make that statement because I believe it's true. He puts into perspective all the events we see happening today. He puts them to rhyme and encapsulates all that into poetry. I mean, it's brilliant, brilliant.
That's top. That's a talent. Because that's not only understanding the prophecies and the Bible, but then throwing in like song, and I'm sure there's a little dance in there, and it has to, most likely it probably rhymes, and it's got to sound good. So that's like the whole.
And it's got to sound good. That's exactly right. Yeah,
it's got to sound good too. By the way,
speak of somebody that's unique. Randy is unique. He is really the only one I know that's doing that, and he does it very well. Very well. Michael Bodea is going to be with us. He has Hand of Help Ministry they run orphanages in Romania. He lives in Wisconsin. His grandfather, by the way, and I apologize for throwing these names out, Michelle, but his grandfather was
you're just showing off. It's cool.
Well, his grandfather is Dmitry Dudeman. Now that name may not mean anything to our listeners, but. But Dmitry Dudeman was a contemporary of Richard Wurmbrand, who was the founder of Voice of the Martyrs, so an organization that focuses on the persecution of Christians in other nations. They were jailed and persecuted under the communist regimes in Romania for smuggling Bibles into Romania for the Christians there. So Michael comes from a line of bold preachers. So he'll be there presenting. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. Do you know Coach Dave, Michelle?
No, I don't. But I did want to make a comment when you were talking about your the pastor that is got the orphanage in Romania, and then they are helping the orphanages in Romania.
Yes.
And how the story that you just shared about the Nazis and the arresting him for the Bible, that's literally going on in Canada right now. I mean, that is exactly the same thing for even less.
Yeah.
Because I had Dr. Artur Pawlowski on Monday's show, episode 234, mm-hmm. for anybody who wants to listen, that's episode 234. And he was sharing stories that were obviously, they were worse than that for less than just passing out the Bible. So when I heard that, I'm like, you're telling a story from, 60 or 70 years ago, which is actually going on now.
Yep.
So it was just, I want people to realize that that is actually happening now. And the same, it just take Nazi and replace it with Canadian government. And you could replace that with the United States government, amongst other things. But I just wanted to just remind the audience, that's just what you heard going on literally.
Yep.
At this very moment. All right, go ahead with them. The coach.
It is. Yeah. So Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, he is a warrior street ministry. In fact, I've told Coach this before, but he was the inspiration for me starting my live show. Seeing him in action and watching him, I told him, I said, I believe I'm supposed to be doing this, and you're the inspiration for that. Of course, the Lord was involved in that, but Coach was the real life person in front of me that showed me, this can be done. So heart as big as Texas, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. So Pastor Casper McLeod is going to be, here is a pastor that's unique, Michelle, in that he's going to bring, by the way, Pastor Casper is good friends with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej. Have you had Dr. Carrie on your program, Michelle?
No, I had Dr. Christiane Northrup, and that was episode 230. And then I had Dr. Larry Pilevsky, which is part of that pack of five. They had that hangout. And, and he was on episode 213. And he and Sherry Tenpenny do a show on Thursdays. So,
Okay.
Yeah. So, but no, I need Carrie on. Carrie and Tenpenny are the two that I'm missing from the five and Merritt. So those are the three that I need to get on the show. So I'm sure you can help a little bit with that.
I can certainly do that. So Pastor Casper is not a medical doctor, but he should be. In fact, I did a show with Pastor Casper and Dr. Carrie Madej, and YouTube removed it, took it down.
Yeah, isn't that great when they do that? Yeah.
But guess what? We broadcast all of our stuff through StreamYard, and immediately after the show, my wife Kathy's the producer engineer, she downloads that stuff. So we've got.
Yeah, of course you got the show.
YouTube can do whatever they want. You know, we're going to plaster it all over our social media anyway. So,
but when they take it down,
Pastor,
it's like a badge of honor, though. When you get the strike or they take it down, that means you're saying the right thing.
That's right.
They took down my episode with Dr. Pam Popper, which she's in your neck of the woods. She's over there in Ohio, Make Americans Free Again. That was episode 214 for anyone who wants to listen to that. Yeah, they yanked that down. Literally, it was like as soon as I clicked the button, it was just a matter of minutes. But what was interesting, and this is something that is phase two of what they're doing. So taking down from YouTube is and it's like Facebook posts is not enough. We're at phase two where they're actually taking down the source of content when you're doing the audio, because I got an email about a week after I did the episode with Dr. Christiana Northrup, which is episode 230. And I got an email from Spotify and they said, we're taking down this episode. So this is the first time an actual platform that is there for the audio portion. And I talk about racy stuff all the time. It's in the headlines. It's in the audio. I mean, there's nothing we haven't covered to the point where I'm surprised it hasn't been taken down more. And that was the first time one of the platforms had yanked the content. And I went, oh, we have moved on to phase two, people. This is the next this is the next phase where they're cutting it from the source of where the content comes from. So I thought that was so just something to keep an eye on. Don't be surprised if you start getting those notifications or emails, because it's coming for you.
Because
you're part of the club.
It is.
You're part of the club.
Yeah.
Or Casper. Casper
right.
the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, Pastor Casper. That's right. So he's going to be talking about nanotechnology.
Ooh.
He's going to be talking about epigenetics and all of those subjects. He'll be talking about the gene sequencing and the DNA altering, the mRNA. he is going to be laying it all out for people to understand. He can do it in a very simple, easy to understand way. And by the way, he has a band, so he's a British at heart. He's a British rocker. He had an opportunity. and if you see his picture on the website, Michelle, you'll say, "Oh, yeah, of course. Of course he's a British rocker. He looks just like a British rocker." So,
funny.
He had an opportunity in the day. He signed a contract with Atlantic Records back in the 60s. I mean,
oh, he's good.
He would have been a star. Oh, yeah. He's actually
he's not like
good.
A garage band he's, pastor.
No. He's actually one of the best guitarists I think I've ever seen in my life. But the Casper McLeod Band will be performing at the Go There For Conference Friday night. They'll close out Friday night's sessions with a free concert. But he is unique too. As a pastor, as a friend, he's become a dear friend and confidant. If I have any medical questions, I go to Pastor Casper because he's got all these doctors around him. He ought to be one himself, all the things that he studied and talks about. But we got Brandon Gallup's coming. He is a pastor in Alabama who runs an addiction recovery ministry connected to a church there. So we're going to be talking about some of those things that trip Christians up, whether it's pornography, drugs, alcohol, whatever the case might be. He'll be talking about those and how people can get free from the grips of those addictions. So there's going to be something for just about everyone, regardless of what their experience or background. Somebody's going to touch on something familiar for them. July 23rd through 25th, Brookville, Ohio. GoTherForConference.com to register.
Yeah, and it's very affordable. You've got tickets at only $59, and that's if you go in person or if you are going to watch it virtually online. But for those type of caliber of speakers and the content that you're going to be getting over those 2 days where you're going to literally kind of invigorate your soul and your life. And it might, I can't say might, it will transform your life if you
yes.
want it to be transformed. If you're just going to show up and watch right. and not engage and take action, well, then it's just going to be a show. But if you want to participate and you're ready to take that next step and to, as we mentioned before, you know, any bad press that you have in your head about pastors and the faith and the religion and all of that, and you're ready to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a chance because everybody keeps talking about it now. So it's got to be something that I should know about, you know, push that to the side and give it a chance. And literally it will, in those 2 days, it will, it was 23, 24, 25. It's actually like 2.5, 3 days. So it will change your life if you want it to, if you want it to.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is powerful.
People can, yeah,
powerful
those live stream. People can join me too, Michelle, Sunday mornings at 10:30 Eastern time, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. As I said earlier, we broadcast all of our services. I teach the Bible book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, so you can't leave anything out. You can't skip anything. You can't miss anything. You can't deliberately go around anything. You got to talk about it all. That's how people get a well-rounded, nourishing spiritual meal, sticking to the scriptures and teaching it all. So you can go to cclohio.org for those teachings. The YouTube channel is out there, Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio. All of those teachings are out there. You can join us live again on cclohio.org, Sunday mornings 10:30, Wednesdays at 7.
You, now that you said that, I have to watch you on Sunday because I just wrote it down, and I'm going to put that onto my calendar because now I have no excuse. I have to watch that. Well, you
it's
know,
a little
what,
early it, out there where you're at, but
no, I'm up. I'm at my desk. I'm, you know, I just
yeah.
need to start
wow.
getting my God on.
Early riser.
And, I don't really sleep very much. I don't sleep much at all. That's the problem. I'm constantly, my brain doesn't like to shut down. But yeah, I need to start my day. I mean, if it's one day a week that I'm going to do like something where I'm spending, you know, maybe it's an hour. That's what Sunday is supposed to be for, right? So I'm supposed to get my God on.
Yes.
I need to get my God on,
yeah.
you know, and then I need to
yep.
put my patriotic gear on. And then that's how you start your day.
Yep.
Like that might actually be
Amen.
A great way for everybody to start their day. I think.
Sounds like great advice.
I think that does. That does. And then that way you can get your take action items. You know, you can go to take action. Mm-hmm. You can get your take action items from our take action tab. And then you can join the groups and you can pick which organizations, you can pitch which congregations. And if you can't find somebody that's near you, you just found what you're going to be doing Sundays at 10:30 Eastern time to at least get it started. Because you're gonna hear from Dr. Mike Spaulding, the pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima in Ohio. Yeah, that's what the key is. That's what everybody. Okay, that's I'm adding that on the. I'm loading people up with these to-do lists, right? And I'm thinking in my brain they're actually gonna do it, right? But really, what it is, what I realized is it's really like my own therapy program. Like I'm just verbalizing all of the things that I'm. Either should be doing or that I'm starting to implement. And if anybody wants to kind of like join on board, if you look at it, actually is pretty logical. Like, yeah, that kind of does make sense. Like I'm not actually needed to like, I encourage you to exercise, but since I'm not starting to do it yet, I don't expect anybody else to go ahead and start exercising, right? Because that's the hardest thing. But I am encouraging now to at least start because, you know, going to a church, that's a lot of effort. Okay, I get it. You got to find the right one. And you got to get ready. Ugh, we already know how that's a lot of work. So that's a lot of effort. Well, boys, not so much. Like you guys just dry off and you're good to go. Like us, it's an hour at least. Okay. So, and you know, because you're married, you get it.
Yep.
You get it, right?
Yep.
But this way,
yep.
you know what's sad is like, I didn't even think that was something as an option. Like, see how our brains are conditioned? Our brains are conditioned that, oh, I need to go to a place. I need to go. No, you can start with right here on Sunday, going to cclohio.org. You could start on Sunday and get the message right there. And you could literally, you know, you don't have to get off the couch, even though we want you to, but baby steps.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I think that's part of the new routine. And the reason why when I say something like that, and for people that have listened to the show before, I have all these guests come on, 3, 5 to 7, sometimes 8 guests, 3 days a week. So 8 times 3, 24 times how many months? 8 months that I've been doing this live portion. That's a lot of people, right? And most of them come back. They come back once a month. So they give me, you know, give everybody that reminder, give them some new information. And I forget. And you would think, oh, I should be an expert in all this. I should everything I should be doing should be perfect because I'm constantly being reminded and encouraged and shown. So if I'm getting this information drilled at me all the time, but in a positive way, don't feel bad that you fall off the wagon or you're not necessarily tuning in to a pastor once a week or listening to messages that, you know, the messages that matter, people you need to know about, all that. It's okay. But now that we've addressed the problem, then now we're going to keep ourselves held more accountable and actually get ready to take those next steps because we've actually realized that we can't keep doing this anymore. You know, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And we don't have that kind of time. Like you mentioned, we got to take action now on stuff. So if we're going to lay out the plan, which we're going to make you the kind of the guinea pig. So are you on board you on board to do this?
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic.
I'll come up. I'm going to think about it today and tomorrow. And then not a lot of effort, but I think that's the key. We've got to bring in the pastors. We've got to bring in the pastors and make it, you know, in encouraging people to just, we'll have them all start to tune in with you because you're like I said, you're my guinea pig. So that at least they can tune in there. To start this Sunday and then moving forward. So yes, this is what needs to happen. That's the missing puzzle piece to making this revolution, the American revolution, to bring the Patriots, to get them to the next level. Cause they're doing things. They're doing enough. It's the pastors are it's the black robes. You're the modern day black robes.
Yeah.
You need to think of a name for your little group that we're going to start. But that's the component that's missing.
That's a fantastic idea, Michelle. Love it. Love it. That's straight from heaven.
What'd you say?
I said, that's straight from heaven.
It is. Yeah. That's what's missing. I'm going to get more engaged with it too. I mean, at least I got the Bible on the desk now. Michelle needs to just read it a little more often. We just got a minute or two here left. So just wrap up real quick, plug that. And just so everybody knows, I'm going to, just in case you forget, his event, which is the Go Therefore conference, it's on our virtual and live events page. So if you can't remember what the website is or any of that kind of stuff, you can always go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click that take action tab, because you should be checking that out all day throughout the day. And under the live events and virtual events, the graphic is there. The info is there. You click on that, it'll get you to the website. So that way you don't have to necessarily remember everything or if you can't figure out where you wrote it down. So what do you want to share real quick about? Give me like a 30 seconds and then I got to wrap this up because we're going to lose the live feed.
Okay. So first of all, thank you, Michelle, for spending the time with me and allowing me to share my thoughts and what I see happening in our nation today, as well as what I think are the necessary steps that we need to take to get this ship headed in the right direction again. I really appreciate being able to speak with you and your audience. So thank you. If people are interested in contacting me for more information, they can email me, drmichaelspaulding@gmail.com. drmichaelspaulding, that's Spaulding, drmichaelspaulding@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions that folks might have. And I think the Lord's given us some assignments, Michelle, that we're going to be working together on in the very near future, all to get America turned in the right direction again. I think that's our heart. That's what we're all, both of us certainly, but your audience and the people that you have on, that's what we want to see. Let's restore America to her greatness once again. Amen?
Amen to that, my friend, because that's, you know, normally we don't do this. You know, you even said, Michelle, about, I got about 30, 45 minutes or so, and we are almost at I'm just looking at almost at an hour and a half. I mean, part of this was like a therapy session, but it was almost like, you know, things were just needed to be said. Things were coming to me. Things were coming to you. So, yeah, thank you for being on the other end of our strategy session that was not led by you or me. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Amen. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So I will shoot you an email tomorrow after I come up with a couple things and come up with a name for your new club of the Black Robe Preachers, Black Robe Preachers. So not like you need another name of a group, but you know, it's just something that's what people need. You know, they love names. They love, you know what I mean? So just come up
with
something.
Yeah.
And then I'll come up with a few things, and then we'll chat when you have a moment, and I will be tuning in on Sunday. I'm excited. My
Beautiful.
First online official
Beautiful.
One where I know that when I know the pastor, because I can't deal with Joel Osteen, because he is the biggest phony fraud and fake on the planet. And when he said, you know, he's always like, come to our church, come hang out. But yet when everyone was in the floods, he was like, oh, sorry. Park's closed. Moose out front, should have told you. You're like, no, dude, you said come anytime. No, except for now. Except for now. But you can still donate and buy my books and my videos and pay for my $5,000 suits, me and my wife. So anyway, that's when I found out when he closed down his church during the political propaganda pandemic, and I was like, wow. Those are the guys that you thought would stand out most because they had the biggest outreach. They already had deep pockets, so they didn't need to reopen, and they didn't. So I just I went like this to Joel, click, and that was delete, and took them off my recording of my television. So no mas, and there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, but
it's
anyway, that's another show. That's another show. All right, I'm going to wrap it up because we are done with the live feed and everybody needs to go. You need to go. And awesome. It's so great getting to know you and having a conversation last night and today. And again, thank you for this therapy session. I think it was more
thank
so for
Michelle.
Me than for the audience. So thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
I kind of figured out a few things for me too. So yeah. It's amazing when you talk to people of faith, men of faith, women of faith, what kind of happens, like magic, poof.
Yeah.
Just encouraging the audience.
Poof,
try to do the same.
Yep.
Just trying to encourage the audience
right.
to give it a try. Give it a try. All right, I'm going to let you go, and I'll shoot you an email.
Right.
We'll take the next steps, and it's not going to be near future. It's going to be like in the next like 2 or 3 days. We don't have that kind of time, so it's time.
Yeah.
It's time,
yeah.
And I'm all
Amen.
In. All right, Dr. Mike.
Amen.
Man. Good man.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Oh,
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Good man. Good man. Good parish. Good intentions. And an incredible conference that's coming up. I can't wait to attend it. So make sure you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the live events page. If you're in Ohio, it'll be there. And if you can go in person. And it is also on the virtual events because it is a virtual event that you can go ahead and attend. And it's 3 days. And the list of the big graphic, which is a list of the speakers, is on there too. And then you click on the big graphic, and then it'll get you to the website with all the information, the bios, and all more details on the speakers. I know that we went very long today. I haven't done one of those in a long time. But as I was mentioning, it was kind of therapeutic, but it was also brainstorming. And I wasn't in charge. So I just let it go to where it needed to go, came up with a few ideas. Before I get emotional, I am going to just wrap it up. And my advice that we talked about earlier during the show in the open, make sure you go get your no trespassing signs, everybody. Get your no trespassing sign, put it on your door, put it in the front of the door, wherever your entryway, put it there. And in case any of these vaccine Nazis, that the door-to-door knocking vaccine community health ambassadors, when they don't care about your health, they're actually killing you with the non-vaccine. Don't believe me. Check out the VAERS report. Or just tune in to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which we're going to be getting her here on the show real quick. She's one of the missing components of the of these incredible speakers, incredible doctors. And then we'll I don't even know where I'm going. Anyway, go back to if they do come to your door and you have the no trespassing sign on, do not answer it. Just call the cops And that means then report a trespasser. And if the cops don't come or they tell you that they're too busy, well, then we know we're in the next phase where your local enforcement, police enforcement aren't on our side. And then we are officially on our own against us. It's us and the Constitution against against our own government and our elected elites and our police force. But we'll see. We know that we're going to be there soon. I just hope that we're not there yet. There was other breaking news. I will save it for Monday because it's going to be stuff that'll, I have a feeling it's going to double in size. But since we were talking about faith and pastors, and we were talking about that, in, as I mentioned in other shows, which I did get this advice from America's attorney, Tom Renz, and he was on the episode. We need to get him back on. We would like an update on what is going on. He was on episode 226, America's attorney, Thomas Renz, who works with Dr. Pam Popper over at America's Make Americans Free Again and America's Frontline Doctors. And I asked him, is there anything, what can we American people do? A lot of the times our hands are tied. There's things that we can't do. What do you want us to do? And he says, please pray for me and my family. And it's just basically for safety and to give him more courage to stand up. So I'm encouraging everybody once a day to pray for all the freedom fighters who are brave enough to stand up for all of our rights, all of our rights. We just listened to two of them today. And I think it's important that you do that. So give them a little shout out prayer. Keep them all in your thoughts. Become one. It's very easy. So we are working on that. It's time to kick things up. As I said, what we were doing is we were bringing all these groups on, the leaders of these groups and these organizations, so that you can hear about what they're doing, get updates in the community, and then actually join some of them. You're going to do some virtual things. That's great, but it needs to be physically showing up places, maybe going to the protests, going to the rallies, going to the school board, going to the council meetings, amongst other things. So we are going to, we're going to kick it up a notch. We're going to bring the pastors into the mix because that was the missing component. Even though we've had pastors on the show, I want to put them on a page on the Resource Center. So that way, you know, here are the good pastors, the ones you can trust, the ones that are delivering the right message, the ones that are on the same page, the ones that didn't close their churches. Just like we're going to add a page for the America First candidates running for office so that you know that these guys they're not rhinos. Right? Or they're not Sinos. I love that. The Christians in name only. So you're not a Sino. You're not a rhino. You can come on the show. Okay. So if you're a rhino and you're a Sino, don't bother. No rhinos, no Sinos, no, no. See, remember, we do a chant. All right. I can go on for days. I got to wrap this up. You guys have had enough of me. It's 306. See what happens? I didn't do a live show on Wednesday. You think I would have got that, the show bug out of my system when I did the, Let's Talk America with Alan Keyes show this morning. Apparently not. All right. We're going to be back on track. We are going to be back on Monday. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of quality content, tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Monday's going to be a big show. We got our 5 guests, and then Alan Keyes is going to be coming on at 1 o'clock at p.m. Pacific time, and then Clyde Cleveland at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Clyde Cleveland is having a summit August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, I believe. It's virtual, but it's on demand virtual, and the way that he structured it is pretty cool. It's a free event, and there's 48 speakers. Wait till you see the lineup of speakers. I'm going to have that on the virtual events page. Spoke to him last night for like an hour and a half. Love this guy. So smart. And we will talk a little bit. You'll learn everything on Monday. You'll learn everything about him on Monday. Monday's a huge show. Huge show. And then we will be off on Wednesday, but I'm going to replay one of the messages that is from a key patriotic soapbox guest. So that way you still are getting incredible content and things, but I'm not sure who it's going to be yet, but I will have that ready. So that is technically my vacation. That is sad. That is sad, and then we'll be back Friday. So I just want to thank everyone who's been listening. Thank you to all the guests, Steve, and our partners with the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Don't forget their episodes, their information, and their shows. They're listed all on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Their shows are listed on the Must Listen To page, and I'm adding more. But I want you to go to the Take Action tab. all of the pages interlink, right? They all connect to each other. But if you go to the Take Action tab, you can go to the Purpose-Driven Partners segment. That's this particular segment, 495 live segments, 209 partners. Just start scrolling when you get onto the page. You will then see the topic on the top. You'll see the graphic to know who's the experts, their pictures. Below that will be their name, the company or the business name or their website name. Click on that. It'll be in blue. It'll get you right to their website, and then you can listen to it on there through either Apple or Rumble. Remember, follow us on the Rumble. I haven't gotten Rumble followers in a while. So, yeah, reach out on the Rumble and follow us there. And then go ahead and you can always listen to the episodes because they're numbered. I number everything. That way you can kind of keep track. You can find it because it's not just by title. I reference the numbers of the episodes because keep in mind, this is, yes, it's a talk radio show. Yes, it turns into a podcast, which technically a podcast just means a recorded show. So it turns into a podcast after the show ends. And then it is a working warehouse. It's like a Home Depot. It is literally a working warehouse. So it is a working resource center where all of your information is on this website. Everything that you can need is literally here to grow your business, enhance quality of life, and make a difference. So start using it as such. I'm trying to make it easy to navigate through, but start with the Take Action tab. If you go to the Take Action tab, you'll see a whole bunch of different pages. So if you want to go to any of those pages, you just read them. But if you want to just actually, if you click directly on the Take Action tab to go to that page that is attached to the Take Action tab, right? Because you can scroll, you can hover over, and then it shows you the drop-down list. Everybody knows how to use a website, so I'm just trying to make it clear so you understand that there's not only pages. If you click the Take Action tab, or you go to takeactionitems.com, gets you to the same place. Then that's where that video is too. What's on must-watch videos? But the video for Brainwashed, I want you to start with that. I thought of a couple other ones. And then, of course, Mike Lindell's Absolute 90 is on there too. That'll give you a kind of a dose of what's coming. What's coming? Arizona audit. What a disaster. And that's only, you've only seen a fraction of what that is all about. So, yeah, I'll be working all weekend and getting ready for getting this website even more awesomer. And roping in even more guests. Oh, one thing to tell you real quick on the virtual events page. It's a National Day of Prayer and Fasting, July 18th, which is Sunday. So click on that graphic, and it'll get you the information that's under the virtual events page on the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And that is by Raj Doraswamy, our buddy over at Defending Our Union. It's another organization you need to check out. And remember, if you go to the Take Action tab, must follow and join, list all the people that have come on the show and some that haven't yet, but we'll get them. And it'll have their episode too, but in the banner, that'll give you some information about the group, the organization, the person. Those are the ones that you can either follow or join or a combination of both. Making it easy for you to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. And it was interesting, real quick before I go as an example. So I was on Telegram and I was looking for this post that I had saw and I didn't save it and I didn't share it. I don't know why, or thought I did and it didn't go through, didn't whatever. So then I'm like, I know what I, and it was a video and one was a video, one was just a post and it had information that I wanted and I couldn't find it. And I went, see, this is why I have the resource center. So that way you know that if it was a video, it's going to be on our must watch page. If it was a show that somebody had referenced and you just couldn't remember the guy's name or where it was, it's going to be on our must listen to page. Okay. So it actually made sense. I'm like, okay, this is something just people need to start using it. More people need to know about it. So please share this platform and this show with your friends, your family, your contacts, so that they too can take action and make their lives better. And, you know, we talked about it today. Time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America. I'm 100%. Don't put those masks on people, especially California. Don't fall for it one more time, guys. Please do not put your masks on. And if you're a business, do not require masks. Okay? The guy in Huntington Beach, I can't remember his name, and I just thought of it right now. Oh, my God, he needs to do a revival of his of what he did. He did not close his business. He had a restaurant. Remember, he had the restaurant. I think it was an Italian restaurant that his mom had. Him and his mom had it together. And it was in Huntington Beach. They didn't shut down their business, and they didn't put masks on, and nothing happened to them. They didn't get fined. They didn't get shut down. Nothing. So I didn't necessarily think that that would have to be an issue again, but apparently it is. I'm going to reach out to him today. We need to get him on the horn to rile up the troops, because not one person needs to succumb to this. As we said, it is against the law to mandate a mask, a vaccine, and a PCR test. It's time these characters that call themselves politicians and leaders, I don't call them leader, they're in a leadership role, they need to listen to the Constitution. And the only way they're going to do it is if you, that is we the people, make them. If you don't stand up for your rights now, guys, I can't encourage you anymore to do it. But there's more people in Los Angeles County than in 42 of the United States combined. Yeah, you guys all fall for it. They're going to start pushing it all over. God help them. They try to push it here in Arizona. I'll give that Doug Ducey a piece of my mind. All right, everybody. I'm going to wrap it up. So make sure you tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a great show, an incredible show. And remember, once you commit, everything changes. I encourage you this weekend to listen to some of the episodes, any of the past episodes. Make sure you get up an hour early. Figure out how you want to do your podcast, and literally just be you talking. You don't even need guests. So you can have guests on. You can do all that. And it's really easy. You go to Podbean. It was ridiculous when I read through the instructions, how easy it is. You just like take your phone, click a button, and next thing you know, it's there. So this is not difficult. Work on the video. Remember, when you're on the video, all you do is make sure you just adjust the lighting a little bit. Literally, I look like 15 years younger than I do in person. I was like, how do I get this all the time? So don't be afraid of the video. Don't be afraid of the video. Start doing it. And we're going to be adding that small business resource page. We're relaunching it. We're going to make it awesome and be adding to it. So we're just going to do a small one at first. And that way you can have the direct resources there for really the highlights of the resources that will make a huge difference. So that's about it. All right. I think you're awake. If you're still around listening, thank you. I appreciate it. If you're listening on demand and you stuck around, way to go. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please share the show and platform. Follow us on the social media and join the newsletter and subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Or you can always listen on our website directly. Lower right-hand corner is the sign up for the newsletter. The most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of the screen. And you can also, from that player, you can pull up past shows, or you can just go on the homepage of the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And also, if you want to connect with us in any way, especially social media, just click the graphic that says links and go ahead and scroll down that page. This is a scrolling website. This is a because I haven't turned it over to the website designers yet to do their special stuff. I wanted to get everything, at least the infrastructure, finished and the content, and then let them go make it not so scrollish. But right now it's just me and WordPress. WordPress sucks. So anyway. All right, you guys. And thank you for listening. Great show today. And I think all my guests, and especially the Dr. Mike Spaulding, a lot of patience, because I kind of went on some tangents. Because, you know, faith and religion is not my first language, but I'm getting better. You know, my kindergarten questions, we're going to be getting the first grade questions soon. So the only thing I wanted to say was thank you for his patience, and thank you for allowing me to just kind of be there on the receiving end. Like I said, some of the things that I just came up with, it wasn't necessarily so well of articulating on the air. It didn't come from me, because I know what comes from my little brain, and that didn't. So just get ready, everybody. Something real big, something big is going to be created here very shortly. And that's kind of what the message I got was. And I'm going to be spearheading it. I can't share because I'm not quite sure all of it, but I will have it. There's no I. It's not me. I'm just giving you a heads up. Something big. We're putting something big together. It just the last puzzle piece was popped in today. Thanks to my guests who've been on the show. And it came from Preston. It came from Lynn, Amanish, Virginia, Eli, and Christy. Of course, Dr. Mike. The energy, the message, all of that came up. Well, let's just put it this way. The puzzle pieces that have all come together. So enjoy a little God Bless the USA, and we are out of here. Talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. You've got lots of homework, but it's good, fun homework. All it's going to do is change your life, make it better. Monday, 12 p.m.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Thank you.